There are no remaining tickets available for the party itself on Sunday, December 18th. However, you can still help the organizations whose hard work benefits so many people every year. Donation tickets are still available at $5 each. And even though you won't be at the party, you'll still be eligible to win all those wonderful door prizes up to and including that beautiful 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation tickets are still available from D Parks at AARP, from Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler State School, from Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, and as always from Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Today, all Americans are feeling the pinch of high energy prices. And this winter, the cost of heating your home could account for nearly half of your energy bill. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman, with steps you can take to save money and make your home more energy efficient. First, give your home furnace or heat pump a checkup to ensure it's running as efficiently as possible. Proper insulation in attic, ceilings, floors, crawl spaces, and exterior and basement walls can save 30% on your home energy bill. And insulate the heating ducts, even in unheated areas of your house. Finally, installing a programmable thermostat will ensure you don't pay for energy you aren't using. Program the thermostat down to 65 degrees for 8 hours a day to reduce your heating bill by up to 10%. You have the power to make a difference. You can reduce your home energy bills and help our nation reduce its energy use.
For more energy efficiency tips, please visit our website at www.doe.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
Everyone at WGNU extends congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communication Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists, Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake-Up Call, and with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update. Congratulations, Liz, from your friends and colleagues at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I had no pain. I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck. I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49. If only I'd known. If only I'd listened.
The complications of diabetes often go undiagnosed and are far more serious than you might think. Most people with diabetes also have high blood pressure and cholesterol, which can cause severe heart damage. In fact, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. But you can reduce your risk of heart disease and stroke by lowering your blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol. Learn how. Call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide. Choose to live.
It's not too late. Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
Oh, honey, just put that down there.
Okay. So, the movie should be here tomorrow morning?
Yeah? Oh, but it's fine. Most of the stuff can just go straight in the truck.
All right. What about the 16th century Rossellini sculpture from Italy?
Toss it in the box. It'll be fine.
Whoops!
but that priceless painting? The movers can just carry out. I don't think we have to cover it. Oh, and the sideboard from your grandma?
Uh-huh.
We'll just strap it to the roof of the car.
Okay.
You need the right protection for priceless things when moving. And when your precious children are in the car, they need the right protection, too. If they're too big for a car seat, that doesn't mean they're the right size for an adult safety belt. If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat. It raises them up so the safety belt fits properly. And the right fit makes all the difference to their future. To learn more, visit www.boosterseats.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the express written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get to me. Really? Really, 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 really. I've been listening to the news and listening to folks talk. George Bush has reached a deal with John McCain on the treatment of torture suspects. And I think this goes back to what I was saying yesterday about BDs out there, Bush defenders. The fact that you can't call. The fact that you are almost genetically precluded from calling and defending George Bush. I think you huddle in little groups together and talk about it and pump yourselves up in your little groups. But outside of your little BD groups, your BD support groups, that is, you don't have much to say because it does. The indefensible is easy to attack. Because I want you to understand, George Bush did not come up with the idea of a rule to ban torture on folks. I mean, here are the words, and it's just, they're just so foul. And I'm not going to forget that George Bush lied and people died. I'm not going to move past that. George Bush has not taken responsibility for one single thing, one single bit of evil that he has wrought. He hasn't taken responsibility for it. George Bush is saying this agreement will make it clear to the world that this government does not torture, and we adhere to the International Convention of Torture, whether it be here at home or abroad. No, you don't. Because the guy at the top believes in torture. The guy at the top wants the option to torture. That means you believe in torture. And George Bush didn't come up with this rule. George Bush didn't come up with this. George Bush capitulated on this because 90 United States senators said, you know what? I'm definitely behind this. If George Bush had his way, we would be able to torture people. I'm not going to forget that. He didn't come to this agreement because he agrees with it. He came to this decision, or he came to this admission, he came to these statements because he knew that he would lose. He said he would veto it. Come on. Bring it on. You said you would veto a bill that had this in it. Bring it on. So you can say mission not accomplished once again. Or so we could say mission not accomplished once again. It is reprehensible and inexplicable. It is reprehensible and inexplicable how people can defend this man. How you BDs out here. What is it that he has done that gives rise to such defense? How has your life been made better by the presence of George Bush in the White House? I know your taxes didn't go down. How are those gas prices doing out there? You're going to have to mortgage your house to pay your heat bills this winter? All you GM workers out there, how'd that work out for you, being a Republican? How'd it work out for you? Small, but help me. Help me help you. How'd that work out for you? And if you bring to me George Bush's professed faith as a reason why you support him. God help us all. Because a person who professes the faith and doesn't live the faith and has your support, God help us all. This is a man who believes in the death penalty. This is a man who believes in torture. This is a man who's lied to you and people have died. Help me with what part of his faith that he practices. And how sanctimonious and selfish are you that you're saying that his faith, no, his professed faith, because truth be told, you don't know what his faith in God is. Only God knows that. You don't know how religious of a person he is. Only God knows that. You only know what he's told you and what you've seen him do. He has said, let's get Saddam Hussein dead or alive. So, God help us all if it's that man's religion that pleases you and that makes you feel that you should support him because he says he believes in God. Feels like he's playing you. Feels like he's playing you. There's a movement amongst Christians. Christians protecting the environment. Protecting, what's the phrase I'm looking for? God's creation. And once again, we have an administration that doesn't give a single Christmas tree about God's creation. You want to know how? The GOP is trying to attach Arctic drilling to the Pentagon budget. Arctic drilling to the Pentagon budget. Senator Ted Stevens, the guy that's the Republican in Alaska. I don't understand. He's from Alaska and he says, I'll just muck it up. I don't care. Get the oil. He says, it's going to be on the bill one way or the other before I go home. They're going to try to attach Arctic drilling that most Americans are against to the Pentagon spending bill. $48 billion has been taken away from the budget. 100 people have been arrested at House office buildings to protest the spending cuts on social programs. These are amazing times. These are amazing times. In another year in spending fight, the House voted 215-213 to approve a slightly modified version of a $142 billion health and education spending cut. This is the first cut in education spending in 10 years. Mm. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. This be the wake-up call. Lord, Lord, we have so much stuff to talk about.
Some magic here that old Sims had they found.
Oh, when they placed it on his head,
he began to dance around.
Yeah.
Frosty the Snowman.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's. Southbound 18th Street at DeSoto, there's an accident reported. Eastbound 40 between 14th and the last Missouri exit. Look for bridge maintenance operations going on there. Northbound route, northbound 55 between Butler Hill and 270, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road, everything's on the move. Eastbound 70 from K to 79, look for normal traffic this hour. Eastbound 70 from 270 all the way to St. Charles Rock Road, everything looks good there. Northbound 270 at Marshall, look for slow traffic going on. Westbound 270 from Newhall's Ferry to 170, look for traffic to be on the move there. Westbound 5570 between 4th Street and the Poplar Street Bridge. You've got stop-and-go traffic already this hour. Westbound 64 from 15th to the Poplar Street Bridge looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the railroad overpass to Laclede's Landing is on the move. Northbound Route 3, those ramps are looking good onto the Poplar Street Bridge. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Relive the greatest Busch Stadium moments on one DVD, the official Busch Stadium Tribute DVD, which is produced by the Cardinals, on sale for a limited time at all Redbox locations at McDonald's. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Partly cloudy, blustery today, high around 40 this evening. Partly cloudy with a low in mid-20s. Mostly cloudy on Saturday with a high in the upper 30s. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy. 30% chance of snow with a low in the mid-20s. Then on Sunday, pretty much the same. Mostly cloudy, another chance for snow, but the high will be in the lower 30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 28 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 30. The wind chill makes it feel like it's 20, though. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Guy Gulman keeps you company after dark. Online at WGNU.net.
Eternity Vegetarian Deli presents vegetarian cooking classes Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Saturday. Prices $25. This week menu, oh my goodness, you don't want to miss this. Tofu scramble, blueberry waffles, sausage patties, fresh broccoli spears with caramelized onions, and Almond Joy, a dessert drink. Classes Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. For information, call 600-4804. That's 600-4804. And tell them I told you.
Ever hear of the Restore?
Yeah, where is it?
3763 Forest Park Avenue, east of Vandenbenner, west of Spring.
What's in the Restore?
It's an eclectic mix of new and used building materials.
Like cabinets, stoves, hardware?
Absolutely. Everything from windows and doors to the kitchen sink, and then some.
And your purchases benefit Habitat for Humanity St. Louis, right?
Yes, they do.
I gotta check this out. When's the Restore open?
Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4.
3763 Forest Park Avenue.
The Restore. Check it out.
This is Charles Gere, WGNU Program Director. The 30th anniversary Chuck Norman Christmas party is sold out. There are no remaining tickets available for the party itself on Sunday, December 18th. However, you can still help the organizations whose hard work benefits so many people every year. Donation tickets are still available at $5 each. And even though you won't be at the party, you'll still be eligible to win all those wonderful door prizes up to and including that beautiful 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation tickets are still available from Dee Parks at AARP, from Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler State School, from Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, and as always, from Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger with a personal invitation for you to join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on WGNU. It is so great to be back in the St. Louis area, and I'm looking forward to talking with you here at Radio Free St. Louis about your personal, work, and family problems and issues. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, that's 1-800-DR-LAURA, and let's take on the day. Join me, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, 2 to 4 Monday through Friday afternoons on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip, stop at Sears first, and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that the Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff. So much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I'm calling to vent a little bit this morning. I got my first gas bill yesterday, and if I'm not mistaken, winter has not quite arrived yet.
The first day of winter is next week. I think it's the middle of next week.
Well, I had a new roof on my house about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had double hung windows installed last year. And by me being in the contracting business, I've done everything that I know in the trade to insulate my home. fairly, it's not a large house. It's a three-bedroom ranch style. And I got my gas bill yesterday, and I compared it with my gas bill last year this time. And it was a $60 increase.
Wow.
And me and my wife work.
Wow.
You know,
so there's not anybody home all day long during the week?
Well, no, there's not, because my son goes to school. But the point I'm trying to make, we're working people. You know, so we can make adjustments in order to pay the bills.
$60 more.
$60 more.
And, wow.
Now, this breach thing happening the other day, I see Mel Blunt, he showed right up and immediately said that Amarillo's going to have to take the responsibility of the breach. And when I hear a political official say something like that about a company that large, normally that bill is passed on to the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
So what I see happening here in the near future is not only we're going to have a high gas bill, we're going to also have a high electric bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't see how people are going to be able to maintain any type of... yes, sir?
Does he want to say something?
You want some more lemonade, baby? You want to say good morning to Ms. Brown?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine.
Good. What are you doing this morning?
Nothing.
Nothing? You going to go to school today?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do in school, do you know?
Work.
Okay. Well, good for you. Well, you work real hard in school, okay?
Yeah, because I'm sick.
Huh?
Yeah, because I'm sick.
Oh, because you're sick?
Yeah. Oh. No, I'm six.
Oh, you're six. All right. Good for you. Enjoy school today, okay, baby?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay, thanks for talking to me.
All right.
You know, my point I'm trying to make is working people might be able to make it, but people on fixed income, there's no way they're going to be able to survive.
No.
And I just don't see, you know, I just don't, I have a, my godmother, she has no kids, but she's had the fortune of being surrounded by people that love her. So we're able, she gets a lot of support from, you know, just different people.
But she's blessed. Everybody,
yeah.
Everybody is not so blessed.
I tried to explain it. There's a lot of people, the older people, that have nobody.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Liz?
Yes, I do.
And I just, you know, I can't see the future of America. I don't know where we hit it.
Mm.
I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm just venting. I don't, you know, don't know any.
I guess it's just a heads up for it's coming. You know, maybe we should all adopt a senior that can't do it.
Yeah.
That can't do it.
Yeah.
We all need to adopt a senior and raise hell, because this is outrageous. It really is.
Yeah. Okay, Liz.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right.
Bye.
Have a great weekend. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Good, very good. That was the man that we just got through. He's a very good person, and I can understand what he's speaking of. When you were saying to adopt a elderly person,
mm-hmm.
or someone's on fixed, that's very good, because they're going to need it. And last night, with want someone to think about Reginald Clemens.
I know. I was there last night. The turnout was very, very, very good. The turnout was outstanding at the Reginald Clemens kickoff campaign. They had people trying to get young people involved in it. His father was very, very, very good. And people need to get involved in it.
That's right. And that's right. Again, the politicians, this election year is coming up.
It's
coming around you.
I didn't see one single elected official there.
They're going to come and ask you for your vote. And they're the attorney general. He's going to be running for governor. Keep all this in mind. Also, and don't forget Sunday, the big party, the Chuck Norman Christmas party.
That's a fact.
Are you out there waiting for your ticket and still talking about it? I have your tickets. 367-8903. I see you at the Orlando Gardens, and you can come and see your friends that call every morning. Christine, are you coming? And cough on. We want to see you. Come on out to the party and have a good time. And it's for good cause. Every ticket that we sell goes directly to Hubert Wheeler.
Very good.
That we sell goes directly. Nothing, whether the administration like the Red Cross, they keep all this money. So, no, Chuck's party is quite different. So come on out and have a good time.
Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Stay with me.
Update. Dateline Washington. The Pentagon will soon be making a request for another $100 billion to continue the war effort in Iraq and Afghanistan. That will push combat-related efforts in both areas to nearly half a trillion dollars. The White House is expected to send its war spending request to Congress next year. This new amount will be on top of another $50 billion that Congress is going to give the military just before they go home for the holiday break. The Pentagon says that amount will last until about May. Military analysts say a high dollar amount is being requested because so much hardware has been lost or spent in Iraq. Plus, if a troop pullout begins next year, it's going to take a lot of money to relocate the men and equipment. And Dateline Manila. It appears that the government of Philippine President Gloria Arroyo may be in trouble, and that Vice President Cheney may have a hand in the turmoil there. Administration insiders say that Cheney's office has leaked damaging information that intelligence agencies have gathered about her to her political opponents. The reason? Mr. Cheney was upset that President Arroyo would not allow a subsidiary of Halliburton, his old employer, to recruit thousands of workers at low wages for dangerous jobs in Iraq. While Arroyo was out of the country last week for a conference, the building where her husband works was riddled with gunfire. And a military commander who was in prison for an attempted coup against her 2 years ago managed to escape with apparent help from inside the prison. Calls have gone out for President Arroyo to step down, and it appears a military government is on the verge of a takeover. If that happens, it is reasonable to assume that Halliburton will get the cheap employees that it seeks. This is your Wake-Up Call Global News Update.
There's nothing like a lively conversation among friends, but sometimes the discussion can get a little too lively. Name-calling is not allowed, nor is verbal sniping at other callers or hosts. Remember, you can disagree without being disagreeable. Just a reminder from your friends at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck. I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49.
Most people with diabetes also have high blood pressure and cholesterol, which can cause severe heart damage. In fact, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide. Choose to live.
Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839.
serving the community since 1979.
All of us at Radio Free St. Louis congratulate Joe Garcia, who produces the Wake Up Call Global News Update. Winner of the 2005 award for Best Spot News from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Joe's talent and hard work have contributed to our programming for many years and helps to make our morning program the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Once again, congratulations to Joe Garcia from everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Look at him. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. He's gonna know who's been naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Do you hear me? Well, listen.
Yeah,
he
listen.
Knows if you are sleeping.
You better listen to Ray.
Yeah, he knows.
454-0400 is my phone number. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. In the next hour, of course, Looking Black. You don't want to miss that. Our guest will be Todd Burrows. And in the 9 o'clock hour, I don't know if I can wait this long, we're going to have another cooking show with Healthy Futures. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Goodness gracious. There are people in Vienna, Austria. Vienna, Austria. Who are outraged. Outraged. And there are people all over Europe that are outraged. And the reason why Vienna is significant is Vienna is Arnold Schwarzenegger's native country. They are outraged that Arnold Schwarzenegger executed Stanley Tucci Williams. They are so outraged that they are calling for his name to be removed from a sports stadium in his hometown. At the Vatican, Pope Benedict denounced the death penalty as going against redemption and human dignity. We know that the death penalty doesn't resolve anything, another cardinal said. Even a criminal is worthy of respect because he's a human being. The death penalty is a negation of human dignity. There are some people in Austria that are calling for Schwarzenegger to be stripped of his Austrian citizenship. They said they're not going to do that, but that's what people are saying. In Schwarzenegger's hometown of Grants, local, there are some people there that are saying that they would file a petition to remove his name from the Southern City Sports Stadium, a Christian political group. Now, this is so different. This is so different than America. It's kind of, it's almost, what's the word? Surreal. This town in Schwarzenegger's hometown, okay, they're filing a petition to remove his name from the sports stadium. Get that.
Guess what they're talking about renaming it? And guess what group said this? A Christian political group said that the stadium should be named the Stanley Tukey Williams Stadium. One of the chairman of the Association of Christianity and Social Democracy has said Mr. Williams had converted and, unlike Mr. Schwarzenegger, opposed every form of violence. One person said, a party spokesman in France said, Schwarzenegger has a lot of muscles, but apparently not much heart. In Italy, they called it a cold-blooded murder. In Germany, folks were saying Schwarzenegger's decision is a cowardly decision. Rome, the mayor of Rome said that the city would keep Tukey Williams in memory the next time it celebrates a victory against the death penalty somewhere in the world. I like the idea that people in his own hometown want to name the stadium, take Schwarzenegger's name off of, they filed the petition to take Schwarzenegger's name off of the stadium and replace it with Tukey Williams. I don't know. I have to reflect on the part that on the fact that there is a Christian political group in Austria that's denouncing the death penalty. Our religions have become so politicized, and then a religion that is politicized legally through a political party is doing things that Christians politically don't advocate. The Christian right does not advocate. The Christian right in the United States embraces with enthusiasm and embraces with an attitude and embraces as a badge of honor the death penalty. Jesus Christ. How do you work that out? That you embrace with an attitude the death penalty. And I am not a Christian scholar. I do not know all of the ins and the outs of Christianity. I can't quote you the Bible. Period dot. So help me if I'm wrong. How did Christ die? It was the wrongful execution, wasn't it? He was executed by the government, right? And that was wrong, right? Because they said that they had the law to do it. I'm not an expert. But these are amazing times and amazing places that we find ourselves in. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Good golly, Miss Molly, you need to get up. You need to get to me. I will be back with Looking Black. And our guest, black journalist, will be Todd Burrows. Stay with me.
Under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. An icy deadly blast blows up the East Coast, causing hundreds of thousands of power outages in Georgia and the Carolinas alone.
In Kannapolis, a man was crushed to death when a backyard tree came crashing through the roof of his house into his living room. And in Sandy Springs, Georgia, a tree smashed through the walls of another house.
ABC's Andrea Canning. Two traffic deaths are blamed on the weather in Maryland. The storm's expected to blow out of New England by tonight. And in the meantime,
here in Mount Arlington, New Jersey, the rain is coming down. It's been relentless. In fact, the snow has turned to a slushy mess. To the north of here, they're dealing with icy roads, the freezing rain. Hartford, Connecticut, Albany, New York, Syracuse, New York, all dealing with a miserable commute. This storm has delivered a dangerous mix of freezing rain, sleet, snow.
ABC's David Muir. Millions of New York commuters wake to word of a partial city transit strike. The union just announced a series of strikes starting this evening with some private bus lines aimed at turning up the heat on the transit authority.
When the MTA did bargain, they did it first in the media and second at the table. This is not the way to conduct constructive, good-faith negotiations.
Union President Roger Toussaint. Talks will continue with a new deadline reportedly set for early Wednesday. Months after 9/11, President Bush reportedly okayed the National Security Agency to eavesdrop in the U.S. without the usual court orders.
This presents another debate over how far the government can overstep the line on civil liberties in this age of terrorism. The New York Times says that President Bush signed a secret order allowing wiretap surveillance of Americans suspected of terrorist ties.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. A series of blasts reported in Baghdad a day after Iraq's parliamentary elections. No reports on any injuries. Ballots are still being counted. This is ABC News.
Hail's heavy lifting.
Hi, do you rent forklifts?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. I need to go to Sears Saturday morning.
Okay, you work for Sears?
No, I'm just going shopping.
Just shopping.
Well, this week it's the big Saturday sale at Sears. Saturday morning between 7 and 10, I can save an extra 10%, even on sale items.
And you want a forklift to help you get everything home?
No, just out to the parking lot. I'm renting a flatbed truck for the drive home.
Save an extra 10% early this Saturday. Home electronics excluded. Wish big. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12-17-05.
This is the Secret Shopper Network.
I'm in a tight spot. I don't have gifts for my coworkers or my kids' teachers, but I found the right place. Michaels has hundreds of creative and educational gifts on sale now, plus a huge assortment of scrapbooking, jewelry making kits, candles, and frames of all sizes and styles. Wow, I need a bigger cart.
This has been the Secret Shopper Network.
The gifts you need at a Michaels store near you.
It might have seemed like child's play, but it could have been deadly for a 70-year-old who spent 2 days in the hospital.
Ariona Lunsford of Ladue, Missouri, says a boy had been bothering her on the school bus. She says he stuck a peanut butter cracker in her face, dropping pieces of it on her head. That's a problem because she is allergic to peanuts. She says it's very scary.
It's like I can't breathe and I'm going
to
die.
Ariona had to be rushed to the hospital where she was treated for an asthma attack. Doctors say the number of cases of peanut allergies has gone up 50% in children over the past 5 years. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
A slice of American pop culture lands in China. Desperate Housewives airs there starting next week. Buena Vista, which distributes the ABC show, says the housewives are sure to thrill audiences in China. The show already airs in Italy, Australia, and South Africa. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning.
morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a Wildwood woman is dead after a police-involved shooting. Police say 54-year-old Susan Rigel allegedly stole a delivery truck yesterday afternoon armed with a gun and a knife. Rigel got into a confrontation with officers outside a home, and police say she refused orders to drop her gun. Officers tried to stun her, but her heavy coat made the stun gun ineffective. That's when an officer fired several shots at Rigel. She was pronounced dead later at an area hospital. The officer involved is on routine administrative leave. The City of St. Louis and Praxair are getting an extension to determine whether or not the facility, which suffered a major explosion and fire last summer, will stay or go. The Board of Building Appeals granted a motion yesterday to defer that decision for 60 days. Board member Ralph Wafer, who made the motion, explains why he wants to wait.
To grant it continues a situation that, given current pressures, is not a desirable one. The alternative to deny it, they could appeal that to a circuit court and would win, I believe, easily. The best decision is for that company to be somewhere in the city, producing the revenue, doing what it does best, somewhere else other than immediately adjacent to Lafayette Square.
Wafer says one reason for the deferral is that St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay has said the city will assist Praxair in finding a suitable new location. Praxair officials say a site has been proposed in Hazelwood, and they are trying to determine whether that location is suitable for their needs. Finally this hour, the level of literacy in Missouri adults is higher than the national average. That's according to a new report by the National Center for Education Statistics. Nancy Hedrick, a spokesperson for the state's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, says 51% of Missouri adults scored at the intermediate level of adult literacy. The national average for the intermediate level of literacy is 44%. The study looked at three types of adult literacy, from being able to read books and newspapers to being able to handle difficult tasks that involve reading. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery Powerball. With the jackpots now starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing by at least $5 million each drawing, Missouri Lottery's Powerball is bigger than ever. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, day of 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the International Star Registry. Eastbound 40 between 14th and the last Missouri exit. Maintenance operations have a left lane and that exit closed, so you can use 11th Street to get around. Florissant at at 70. Look for those traffic lights not to be working. Northbound 55 to Butler Hill. 270, no problems there. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79. Look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound northbound 270 at Gravois and Marshall. Expect slow traffic there as well. Westbound 270 from New Florissant all the way in 170. Slow traffic in the right lane. Westbound 5570 from the Poplar Street Bridge all the way into... from 64 in the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for stop and go traffic. Westbound 64 from 5570. Everything is on the move there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the gravel pit on the Laclede's Landing looks good. And northbound Route 3 from 8th Street on the ramps to the Poplar Street Bridge. Everything is moving steady. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the International Star Registry. This holiday season, give an amazing gift that will last a lifetime. Name a star after someone. Call International Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Partly cloudy, blustery today, high around 40 this evening. Partly cloudy with a low in mid-20s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, high in the upper 30s. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy. Once again, a 30% chance of snow with a low in the mid-20s. Then moving on to Sunday, look forward to mostly cloudy skies. Pretty much the same. Another good shot for snow with a high in the lower 30s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 29 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is holding with 30 under clear skies as well. The wind chill makes it feel like it's 20. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Us up next, it's Looking Black. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Today's edition of Looking Black on the award-winning Wake Up Call is brought to you by
Light It Up Scented Candles. 283-1827. 283-1827.
Welcome to this week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next, from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
Oh, welcome to Looking Black. This is Liz Brown. Our number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My goodness. We have so much stuff to talk about. Don't forget, we are broadcast live on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net, also at LizBrown.com. Also, email me at revolution@LizBrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Let's get to it. Looking Black, our guest this morning, joining us from Washington, D.C., Todd Burrows, independent journalist. Todd, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Liz?
I'm outstanding. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, Liz. And I like the word holidays, by the way.
Well, you know what? Who else but the radical right, the religious right, could turn happy holidays into fighting words?
They really need something to do, don't they? I mean, clearly, they're not in control over enough.
No, they're losing everything. I think it's distraction. I think it's distraction because they can't brag on Iraq anymore. They can't brag on that. They can't brag on the economy. They can't brag. This is a distraction.
Some author wrote a book called Sore Winners. I don't know if you've ever had the author of that book on the show.
No,
but it's an, the author talks about how the Republican machine cannot enjoy any victory. I mean, they have to have an enemy. They have to destroy the enemy. So you know, they feel that all of Western civilization, check that word, is under attack. And so you know, they don't even enjoy the victories they have. They just go on to the next target. They need anger. They need to be frustrated. I feel bad for them.
Happy holidays are now fighting words, Todd. Fighting words. What'd you say about my mom? I mean, it's fighting words.
They're very upset.
Yes, they are.
Makes you want to go get some freedom fries.
Damn it. So what else is on your mind? What caught your eye?
Liz, all I know is I came in early this morning to prepare for the show.
Uh-huh.
I was all set to talk about Tukey. I was all set to talk about Mumia and how blacks get more pollution. And all of a sudden, I turn on the Today Show, and the Today Show is talking about the New York Times article. I know you know what I'm talking about, Liz.
No, actually, I don't. Which article?
Ah, well, let me read you the lead. This is today's New York Times, which is one of the lead items on the Today Show. Months after the September 11th attacks, President Bush secretly organized the National Security Agency to eavesdrop on Americans and others inside the United States to search for evidence of terrorist activity without the court-approved warrants ordinarily required for domestic spying, according to government officials.
Welcome to America. Welcome to America. So this is in addition to what the Pentagon has already been doing?
This is in addition to what NBC reported this week, if that's what you're referring to.
Yes.
I'll continue reading the article. We can talk about this whole article this whole hour. I mean, because I want to talk about Richard Pryor and all of this. But this article is serious because the New York Times, according to the Today Show, waited an entire year to publish this article, because the Pentagon asked them to hold off on it because they were afraid of, you know, whatever the national security concerns were.
What would the national security concerns be?
We have to ask the New York Times that. But let me read a little bit more of the article. This is the second paragraph. Under a presidential order signed in 2002, the intelligence agency has monitored the international telephone calls and international email messages of hundreds, perhaps thousands, of people inside the United States without warrants over the past 3 years in an effort to track possible dirty numbers, that's in quote, linked to Al-Qaeda, the official said. The agency, they said, still seeks warrants to monitor entirely domestic communications.
Jesus.
The previously undisclosed decision to permit some eavesdropping inside the country without court approval was a major shift in American intelligence gathering practices, particularly for the National Security Agency, whose mission is to spy on communications abroad. As a result, some officials familiar with the continuing operation have questioned whether the surveillance has stretched, if not crossed, constitutional limits on legal searches.
You think? Oh, so the New York Times knew about this a year ago.
According to the Today Show report, I have yet to go and read how the New York Times machinations have gone.
They didn't confess to that in the article that they published.
Actually, they do. It says here the Washington Post asked the New York Times not to publish this article, arguing that it could jeopardize continuing investigations and alert would-be terrorists that they might be under scrutiny. After meeting with senior administration officials to hear their concern, the newspaper delayed publication for a year to conduct additional reporting. Some information that administration officials argue could be useful to terrorists has been omitted.
So why wasn't it omitted a year ago?
Well, you know, Condi Rice was on the Today Show this morning.
Oh, Lord.
And she talked to Katie about this article. Well, she didn't really talk about the article. She did the usual Bush administration, you know, double speak, in which, you know, that she said the president, of course, does not do anything illegal. And, you know, of course, he also doesn't allow torture. They talked about that. And it's really beautiful in a linguistic way to hear the United States, you know, defined in such a way by the United States, a black woman defining the United States for the world, in which she explains, well, you know, we don't believe in anything illegal, but what we do, what we're caught doing, oh, no, that's not illegal. We don't believe in torture, but, you know, what we're caught doing, well, that's not torture. So, you know, it's a very interesting thing. I mean, you come home, you find your husband in bed, you know, with the woman, and your husband goes, well, this is not cheating.
And I don't believe in cheating.
Right, and I don't believe in cheating.
I don't believe in cheating, and this is not cheating.
Right, but this is not cheating. So therefore, I didn't cheat.
There you go. Wow.
Now, I'm gonna read certain parts of the article here as we go along and talk about other topics.
Can I share one quick thing with you that I wanted to know if you happen to see? There was a teeny tiny article in USA Today in the business section. It had a picture of, what's his name, the guy that owns, it used to own BET, Bob Johnson.
Okay. I didn't see it.
Okay. Teeny tiny, maybe four lines in a really small square. Hmm. Apparently, he is going into business with the Carlyle Group.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's tell our audience who the Carlyle
Group is. Well, the Carlyle Group is that has a connection with George W. Bush Sr. If you watch Michael Moore's movie, they break down who the Carlyle Group, this hugely moneyed group that has a connection with the Saudis, that some say have the connection with the starting this war, that they're kind of like this almost clandestine multi-billion-dollar group that has its fingers in the control of the politics of the United States.
And you know, I know people consider people who connect these dots as conspiracy theorists, and I definitely don't want to say that Michael Moore has all of the facts lined up in a row the way he argues them. However, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Mm-hmm.
And when Rolling Stone did that report, I don't know if you've heard about the Rolling Stone report or have talked about it on the show, but when Rolling Stone did that report recently on the Rendon Group, the public relations firm.
That's getting $300 million.
To sell the war,
yes.
And how they sold the war.
Yes.
I mean, the article was written by an investigative reporter who had been covering national security for 20 years, so he knew what he was talking about.
Mm.
And he explained in step by step how the Rendon Group manipulated information in order to sell the war. And it was very clear. It was in black and white. Now, you know, the Rendon Group says they're going to respond with the so-called, you know, what Rolling Stone says is the so-called mistakes of the article. And that's online if ever you want to follow that up, according to Rolling Stone. But, you know, what I'm trying to say here is that it's very clear that this country has a ruling class who has no problem not only in making sure they maintain their status as a ruling class, but now they're to the point where they can, you know, not only be blatant about information, but you know, say, yes, we're doing this, and we're proud of doing this. And by the way, what we're doing is not wrong, it's not illegal, it's not immoral, and, you know, just deal with it.
And also, this is the same week, Todd, that the story came out that our government is outside of the Rendon Group, is spending, Pentagon is spending tens of millions of dollars to plant stories in newspapers of our friends.
They're very effective.
But they're saying it. I mean, it's right in front of us that they're doing this. And the definition of that is propaganda. And not once in any article that I've read from the Washington Post or to the New York Times did the word propaganda appear. I mean, have we changed the definition of what propaganda is?
I think that everybody agrees on the consensus, and I think that's the problem. And I really have no choice as a journalist to believe that the mainstream news media is going to step up, albeit slowly. But I believe they're going to step up because just too many things are being exposed for them not to put a critical eye on it. Now, whether they'll use the language that they should use, whether they'll use the tone that they should use, I think is up to debate. I mean, I think we know, Liz, that the media follows the mood of the public.
But the mood of the public is anti-war. Okay, the mood of the public is anti.
It's complicated. The mood of the public is anti staying in Iraq, but the mood in the country is also, according to the polls of the quote unquote majority of the country. Now we got to talk about some red states here. We got to talk about some flyover country here. The majority of the country also is not doesn't want the United States to cut and run. So everyone's in this complicated situation where they want soldiers out of Iraq. They're tired of watching these young kids die, you know, every night, you know, the News Hour, the PBS, and all these other shows. So, and here's the people who died in Iraq this week. I mean, they're tired of that. But at the same time, there's a slim majority of this country that believes that what this president has set up is somehow legitimate. And, you know, we have to remember half the country voted for this man, understanding clearly what the issues were. They voted for him because they said, according to books like The Trouble with Kansas and others, that they believe in George Bush's worldview, his spiritual worldview, his personal worldview, and his international worldview. Now, we've got to work on this half of the country, Liz. We've got to work on these red state people and explain to them that they're involved in an intellectual and moral quagmire.
I just, it's just jaw-dropping, and it is just, it's jaw-dropping and it's mystifying how people can live in the same world as you do, that they're in this same world. Their gas prices are going up, too. Their heating bills are going up, too. 30,000 jobs being lost by car manufacturers, and the jobs being replaced in India by car manufacturers. That affects mostly white people, mostly people that are living in those states, yet and still they continue to deny the reality that they're actually living in.
And again, if you get the author of The Trouble with Kansas on the program, he'll explain that the Republicans have now mastered the strategy of letting white folks, making white folks vote against their political interests because they're voting for their moral interests and their worldview. Their worldview and their moral interests are legitimized by this man, President Bush, and they seem to ignore anything else he does, including what the Times broke today, because of September 11th. Now, you know, Condi was on the Today Show for a total of about 5 minutes after the report, you know, talking with the New York Times aired, and in that 5 minutes, of course, she mentioned September 11th three times.
Mm.
If you notice, you can kind of like mark your watch when President Bush does one of these please support me in Iraq speeches, American public, that he's been doing recently. You know, there won't go 10 sentences, his first 10 sentences, meaning the first one meaning, you know, good morning or good afternoon.
And thanking all of the soldiers that are there that are being forced to watch him.
Exactly. Within the first 10 sentences, he will mention September 11th.
He's also, what is interesting, I did the word search on his recent speeches, and the name Osama bin Laden appeared once. You know, so Osama bin Laden. Okay, and apparently neither has George W. Bush. No more Osama bin Laden. Bush or Saddam Hussein has been turned into Saddamus. So the only thing that remains is 9/11.
Right, and that fear factor, if I may, has been very clear, and it worked. It worked in the election, and it's working now. Now, let's go back to the New York Times article for a minute. Under the agency's longstanding rules, the National Security Agency can target for interception phone calls or email messages on foreign soil, even if the recipients of these communications are in the United States. Usually, though, the government can only target phones and email messages in the United States by first obtaining a court order from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which holds its closed sessions at the Justice Department. Traditionally, the FBI, not the National Security Agency, seeks such warrants and conducts most domestic eavesdropping. Until the new program began, the NSA typically limited its domestic surveillance to foreign embassies and missions in Washington, New York, and other cities, and obtained court orders to do so. Since 2002, the agency has been conducting some warrantless eavesdropping on people in the United States who are linked, even if indirectly, to suspected terrorists through the chain of phone numbers and email addresses, according to several officials who know of the operation. Under the special program, the agency monitors their international communications, the official said. The agency, for example, can target phone calls from someone in New York to someone in Afghanistan. Now, as we know from the NBC report, Liz, it is very simple to make the connection from Quakers meeting somewhere and having a rally and calling a friend of theirs in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think it takes a lot to connect these two.
What's the explanation for the decision not to pursue a warrant? I mean, these are secret warrants. They're given out like candy. Why aren't they trying to get the warrants? What's the explanation for that?
Well,
we didn't have time. We don't have cell phones. We don't have phone numbers of the secret courts. What's the defense of not getting the warrant?
Well, I think the defense of not getting the warrant is that if national security is at stake and we're under attack from people outside of the United States.
These are secret courts. All you have to do is pick up a phone. That's not a good explanation.
Because remember, Liz, what we heard in the NBC report this past week, that's what they're doing without the agencies even cooperating with each other.
Jesus.
When the superstructure is created and all the agencies are going to operate with each other and they'll all have a central database system, that means
Jesus.
That dots can be connected very easily from anti-war activists to international calls to dissent and people who say things that are contrary to the Bush administration. And so it's very easy to create, legitimately, above board, a COINTELPRO system.
In front of your face.
And COINTELPRO, for those who may not know, stands for Counterintelligence Program. It was the system that the FBI set up under J. Edgar Hoover to monitor and disrupt both the anti-war activists, who were predominantly white, and the Black Power movement, and the distinction made
and
the
Civil Rights Movement.
Sorry?
And the Civil Rights
Thank
Movement.
Thank you. And the Civil Rights Movement, including Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference, of course, is that for the anti-war movements, they just monitored and disrupted them. For the Civil Rights Movement, they attempted to attack Martin Luther King and really set up
and destroy the entire movement.
Exactly. Set him up. You know, I think J. Edgar Hoover's famous line in the memo is, "We must prevent the rise of a black messiah."
Mm.
Now, for the Black Power Movement, their objective was very clear.
Hold that thought for 1 second. We have to take a break, Todd. I'm Liz Brown. This is Looking Black. I'm talking to Todd Burrows, independent journalist. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. You don't want to miss this. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break, but we will be back.
Chestnuts roasting on open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Powerball. County Highway Y at County Highway C. There's a report of an accident. A vehicle struck a deer that's down in Jefferson County. County Highway MM at Sycamore Spring. Look for an accident reported as well. Florissant at 170. Those traffic lights are not working. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler to 270. Look for normal traffic for your 7:30 commute. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor all the way to Mason Road. It is slow. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79. Heavy volume going on there as well. Northbound 270 from Sappington to Marshall. Look for stop-and-go traffic in pockets. Westbound 270 at New Florissant and 170. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound 64 at Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Gravel Pit to Laclede's Landing and stop-and-go northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street. Very heavy volume going on there. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Missouri Lottery's Powerball, with jackpots starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing by $5 million with each drawing. The Missouri Lottery's Powerball is bigger than ever. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday for today. Blustery, partly cloudy, high around 40. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-20s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a high in the upper 30s. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of snow with a low in the mid-20s. And then pretty much the same on Sunday, mostly cloudy, chance of snow, high in the lower 30s. Currently, it is 30 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field also is reporting 31 and clear skies, but the wind chill still makes it feel like it's 21 outside. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. But up next, more Looking Black right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Are you looking to set the perfect mood? Well, you need the perfect candle. Light it up, Scented Candles. 283-1827. That's 283-1827. Beautiful scents, beautiful fragrances, beautiful aromas. Perfect moods require a perfect candle. Light it up, Scented Candles. 283-1827. That's 283-1827.
Fiction, classics,
what to get for the person who has everything.
Mystery, horror.
Bargain Books has 50,000 Christmas gifts for under $20.
Westerns, Zane Grey.
Books, and more books. Plus videos, magazines, and even DVDs.
Mythology, psychology.
Open 7 days a week. 20% discount on Sundays. Mention WGNU and get a free book.
Travel, children's
books. Bargain Books at Bargain Books South, 1877 Old Highway 94 South in St. Charles, across from St. Charles 18 Cinema.
Eternity Vegetarian Deli presents vegetarian cooking classes Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Saturday. Prices $25. This week's menu, oh my goodness, you don't want to miss this. Tofu scramble, blueberry waffles, sausage patties, fresh broccoli spears with caramelized onions, and almond joy, a dessert drink. Classes Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. For information, call 600-4804. That's 600-4804. And tell them I told you so.
Hi, my name is Cheryl.
Hi, my name's Dove.
And we are the hosts of the new Crime Time Live talk show on WGNU. Starting December 19th, we will talk about a variety of topics, including identity theft, scams, and love and relationships.
Is there a question you've been dying to ask a private investigator? We look forward to your questions and discussions on these topics and more on Crime Time Live starting Monday, December 19th on WGNU. I ain't gonna go
blind. Today's solutions can be found when you join Dave Lenihan online at WGNU.net.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% of the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Today's edition of Looking Black on the award-winning Wake Up Call is brought to you by
Light It Up, Scented Candles, 283-1827, 283-1827.
On every corner, Christmas lights helping to make the season light. But it's so much more than this, you know. And you can't tell me that it ain't so. Sent from on high to us, we know. Talking about
got a Christmas deal, Christmas for real.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives, with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back. Our guest journalist this morning is Todd Burrows. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. Todd, welcome back. Let me get to a car phone caller here. Car phone, you have a question or comment for our guest, Todd Burrows?
Remember what a lot of what you were saying, and it's funny that I was listening to radio. I don't know if it was this radio station. I believe it wasn't, but they were talking about Osama bin Laden. He's getting ready to come out with a new, it sounds like he's getting ready to come out with a CD or something. He's getting ready to come out with another tape saying that he's getting ready to plan new attacks on America, and they thought he was dead, but then they found out that he wasn't and stuff. And I'm just wondering, they can find out all this information and stuff, and they can't find out where he is because he's one of President Bush's, the ex-president's buddies, and they used to party together and everything like that. So they've been catching everybody else but this guy. And I'm just wondering how deep this goes, how much of a setup this is, because that's what it all sounds like to me. They're going to catch everybody else, but
catch everybody.
They're allowed to leave the country, and the Bin Laden son, they're not going to catch him, because I think if they caught him, it would cause a big stir in between the friendship.
All right. Thanks for your call. Todd, they're not catching anybody, are they?
Well, they're catching little lieutenants here and there, and talking about, oh, this is the progress we're being made. You know, like the election. I mean, the Iraqi election is progress, and I hope that when the parliament is formed, the first thing they do is they ask the United States to leave their country.
If it's working, they will. If it's not, they won't. You know, I mean, what democracy can, how are you a democracy when the foreign country is occupying your soil and making all of your decisions? So if they're a true democracy, they will ask them to leave.
Meanwhile, Liz, I was still scanning the New York Times article to try to answer your question about, you know, whether the operation is unnecessary. And the New York Times deals with this. It says, the standard of proof required to obtain a warrant from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court is generally considered lower than that's required for a criminal warrant.
I know that.
Intelligence officials only have to show probable cause that someone may be, quote, an agent of a foreign power, unquote, which includes international terrorist groups. And the Secret Court has turned down only a small number of requests over the years. In 2004, according to the Justice Department, 1,754 warrants were approved. And the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court can grant emergency approval for wiretaps within hours, officials say. Now, what does the Bush administration say about that? Well, administration officials counter, according to the New York Times, that they sometimes need to move more urgently, the official said.
More urgently than the speed of a phone call.
Right. Those involved in the program also said that the National Security Agency's eavesdroppers might need to start monitoring large batches of numbers all at once, and that it would be impractical to seek permission from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court first, according to the official.
Because why? I mean, I hear, okay, you're saying that you have a large batch of phone numbers. Well, it's all about having phone numbers. Why is it impractical to ask about 50 people as opposed to one person? Why is that impractical?
Sounds like a convenience issue to me, Liz. It sounds like
it's inconvenient to do it?
It sounds like the Bush administration just wants the power to do whatever they want to do.
Now, the article, and it's a huge article. It's an absolute, and I understand why Condoleezza Rice was on the talkie shows this morning on television, because this is a huge article.
Huge thing.
And it's a full page in the New York Times today. In the article, they also talk about the brief brush that the administration had with talking to the Senate about this, but by and large, they didn't talk to any Congress about this before they did it, right?
Right, you noticed that.
Yeah.
And you know, Congress, some people were upset about this, and other people willing to give the administration a pass.
I love this line from the almost the end of the article. It says, at an April hearing on the Patriot Act renewal, Senator Barbara Mikulski,
right,
a Democrat of Maryland, asked Attorney General Gonzalez and Robert Mueller, the director of the FBI, quote, can the National Security Agency, the great electronic snooper, spy on the American people? The answer was, generally, said the director of the FBI, generally, I would say that they are not allowed to spy on or to gather information on American citizens.
Right, meaning that if they don't want to, they won't.
Exactly.
But if they do want to, they will.
And I think as I look at this article, Todd, that the thing that sticks out to me that bears exploration is many things, but this in particular. It says that President Bush signed a secret executive order that relaxed restrictions on domestic spying by the NSA. The order allows the agency to monitor without warrants the international phone calls and email messages of some Americans and others inside the United States. Let's talk about this secret component. When Condoleezza Rice was on the morning talk show on television, did they ask her about the word secret? And why this was done in secret? Why wasn't this brought to the American people or to Congress?
Well, if I may I do a Condoleezza Rice impersonation?
Certainly.
Thank you. Well, Liz, the president has been consistent in terms of his protection of the American people. Since September 11th, the administration has been working to protect the lives of Americans, and in that, the president has exhausted all legal means to do so. The president does not condone any illegal acts or activities. We do not conduct domestic spying on individuals. However, we do work that will protect the security of the United States. But there's no way that we would ever condone the personal spying on individual Americans.
He signed a secret executive order.
Well, Liz, I can't talk about what the president does. I can only say that to protect our country since September 11th, measures have been taken, and the president is serious about protecting the country.
You're channeling right now, Todd. You are definitely channeling.
Can't you tell from Washington, D.C.?
Yes, you are.
Can't you tell from Washington, D.C.? This is what we hear every day. This is what we hear every day. Those people who are lucky enough not to live in Washington, D.C., get to hear something else. This is our local news as well as our national news. So we can't escape this.
We're going to take another quick break. This is Looking Black. I'm talking to Todd Burrows, independent journalist, joining us from, God help him, Washington, D.C. We'll be back.
AM 920 WGNU.
Your award-winning wake-up call global news update is brought to you this hour by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline New York. Jewish leaders in the United States are becoming concerned that Christian conservatives are attempting to turn America into a place where only their brand of Christianity dominates both politically and culturally. The head of the Anti-Defamation League, Abraham Foxman, says Jews are a people of faith, but they oppose imposing their beliefs on everyone else. Foxman says the problem goes deep into the fabric of American society, from teaching evolution to abortion to same-sex marriages. and Dateline, Asheville, North Carolina. A high-tech media center is in operations in Fayetteville, but this one is not part of any commercial news organization. This is a military operation that's staffed by members of the PSYOPS branch stationed at Fort Bragg. What this operation does is turn out truthful messages that are in support of the U.S. government's military objectives. 2 weeks ago, it was disclosed that a Pentagon contractor in Iraq was paying newspapers to print good news articles that had been written by military personnel. That led to charges that the practice was undermining American credibility, and the White House says it didn't know anything about it. But the White House actually set up this secret operation shortly after the September 11th attacks in an effort to start coordinating information operations by the Pentagon, other government bureaus, and private contractors. Military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan have radio stations and newspapers that are disseminating their version of the news and attribute stories to the International Information Center. Now, that's a dummy company that doesn't even exist. The Government Accountability Office recently said that without any source to attribute stories to, credibility of such pieces will be undermined. But Defense Secretary Rumsfeld said in an interview in the Wall Street Journal earlier this year that the U.S. had to find a better way to communicate America's mission abroad. This is your award-winning Wake Up Call Global News Update, brought to you by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
Are you looking to set the perfect mood? Well, you need the perfect candle. Light it up, scented candles. 283-1827. That's 283-1827. Beautiful scents, beautiful fragrances, beautiful aromas. Perfect moods require a perfect candle. Light it up, scented candles. 283-1827. That's 283-1827.
You can help fight arthritis, the nation's number one cause of disability, and get in the best shape of your life. Sign up today for the Arthritis Foundation's Joints in Motion program and receive 20 weeks of expert training to run or walk a marathon or complete a long-distance hike. Events are held in exciting locations around the world. Joints in Motion covers your flight, accommodations, and entry fee. For details, call 314-991-9333 or visit jointsinmotion.org. News to you from Radio Free St. Louis.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Eternity Vegetarian Deli presents vegetarian cooking classes Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Saturday. Prices $25. This week's menu, oh my goodness, you don't want to miss this. Tofu scramble, blueberry waffles, sausage patties, fresh broccoli spears with caramelized onions, and almond joy, a dessert drink. Classes Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. For information, call 600-4804. That's 600-4804. And tell them I told you to.
Next on Mondays at 9, the concept of becoming a nanopreneur. How can you develop your own successful micro-small business? What are the ways for achieving positive results and positive cash flows? Where do you go to get ideas? If you're fed up with struggling to make ends meet and are ready to go to work for yourself, then you need to catch Michael Brooks, strategic marketing consultant and founder of the Small Biz Games that salute the top 100 home-based businesses in the world. He's our special guest on the final 2005 edition of Mondays at 9. Today's edition of Looking Black on the award-winning Wake Up Call is brought to you by
Light It Up Scented Candles, 283-1827, 283-1827.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives, with Liz Brown.
Oh, welcome back to Looking Black. Our guest journalist today is independent journalist Todd Burrows, and he's joining us from Washington, D.C. Okay, Todd, we have six more minutes. What else? What else?
I'm trying to see what else I can fit in here, Liz. Have you talked about Mumia Abu-Jamal's case and the update there?
I have not. I do know that there's a bit of a controversy going on the West Coast, that there was a white radio show that basically followed people around that were protesting the execution and murder of Tukey, and broadcasting daily like a death count, can't wait till he dies, can't wait till he dies type of a thing. And then there is a white man that is getting ready to be executed in California. They're not doing that same kind of death watch, but they are moving instead to Mumia.
Right, and the anti-Mumia forces are gleefully looking at the Tukey Williams case, and they're writing op-eds and blogs saying, one down, one to go. Meanwhile, though, the Mumia news is significant. An appeals court has said that they're going to look into, finally, Mumia Abu-Jamal's claims that prosecutors illegally removed blacks from the jury pool. That a prosecutor gave...
Because that's illegal because of a thing called a Batson rule.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That a prosecutor gave an improper summation to the jury in which he said, if you convict him, don't worry about it because he'll have appeals after appeals after appeals. And they're looking finally into the idea that the judge, Sabo, was biased. And that, you know, they're also looking into the mistakes that were made by the last federal court appeal by Judge Yohn. He made several mistakes in his summation of the case.
That's huge.
But to be simple, Liz.
That's huge. I mean, the fact that they are looking into prosecutorial misconduct, the fact that they're looking into violation of the Batson rule, the fact that they're looking at these things is a big deal.
But and any one of these in a regular case in which a black man was not accused and convicted of killing a white policeman. In any other case, any one of these, if a judge would have found that any one of these were correct, that the Abu-Jamal's claims were correct, he would get a new trial or he would just get released.
Well, I don't know about in either one of those things, Todd, because we have two cases here in Missouri where didn't involve a white police officer. We had a young man by the name of Marlon Gray that was recently executed. Prosecutor did the same type of misconduct. Check this out. The person that confessed to the murder of the two women was the cousin of the women, because he said that he attempted to come on to them. They fell off the bridge. The other sister fell off after her, trying to get her sister. The white guy then claimed that the police beat him. The police then paid him $150 for violation of his civil rights, because the white guy then testified against the other black guys that were on the bridge with him that night that didn't do anything, have anything to do with it. His testimony. Now, he also said that he jumped off the bridge to try to save his cousin as well, but his hair wasn't wet, his hair was combed, and all of his clothes were not wet. And it was an 80-foot drop. And all of those things, Marlon Gray is still executed and dead in the ground. And we have another Reginald Clemmings that's facing the death penalty as well. I used to feel that a cop, a person accused of killing a cop, would have a harder time. But for as far as African men, it's still rough.
It's still rough.
And, you know, the key case in Mumia's legal case, you know, whether or not you believe he's guilty or not, which is, frankly, still a question. The idea that Mumia got first-degree murder, that he was charged with first-degree murder when he had no record. I mean, he had no record of doing anything other than being a Black Panther. Which is important as we go to the Black Panther's 40th anniversary next October. That we begin to deal with these cases. Because, again, it connects to what we've been talking about for the whole hour, because J. Edgar Hoover's answer to the Black Panthers were to destroy the Black Panthers. And he gave local authorities across the country the right to do whatever they wanted to do with the Black Panthers under the agreement of the federal government. And that's why in 1969 there was a war on the Black Panthers across the country. And that's how Fred Hampton got assassinated by Chicago police.
And quickly, we have 10 seconds here. If you notice that there is a resurgence within the police departments and the federal government to go dig up and find Black Panthers from 30, 40 years ago and to get them in jail.
Liz, it's always a pleasure.
Todd Burrows, happy holidays. Don't hit me. Happy holidays.
Happy Kwanzaa, Liz.
Happy Kwanzaa. Take care. Speak to you next year.
Speak to you next year.
All right. Folks, this is Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour for your calls and comments. Don't go anywhere. We have much to talk about. Santa baby.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
The latest from ABC News, I'm Liz White. The election's over, the attacks will continue. An Iraqi insurgent leader tells Reuters they'll keep fighting as long as the occupation lasts. But Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says some of the most hardline leaders told their people to go out and vote.
These people are making a choice for peace, and that means that the time is coming in which this insurgency will have no foothold, in which it will be defeated by Iraqis, and in which we can fully come home.
ABC's Aaron Katursky has more from Baghdad.
We've heard Iraqis express hope the elections that millions participated in will lead to security and prosperity. An estimated two-thirds of voters took part, and the ballots will take weeks to count. It could then be a couple of months before the new parliament is seated. It's expected to be dominated by an alliance of religious Shiites moderated by a group of secular candidates.
The government may be keeping secret tabs on hundreds of Americans as part of a reaction to 9/11. More from ABC's Bill Greenwood in Washington.
Months after the terrorists hit, President Bush secretly authorized the National Security Agency to eavesdrop on Americans and others suspected of terrorist activity. And the New York Times says at any given moment, the NSA is monitoring phone calls and emails of 500 Americans in the United States and up to 7,000 people abroad.
The ground shook, the sky lit up, a natural gas line blew early today in Palo Pinto County, Texas, leaving a 100-foot crater. One person was hurt. Pre-winter storms freezing out parts of the east, knocking out power, taking down trees. One killed a man as he sat in his home in North Carolina. At this man's house in Georgia,
it actually smashed into our son's room, and we just ran in, and that tree just completely uprooted. I mean, it looks like it was just pushed down.
Storms expected to exit through New England tonight. This is ABC News.
Hail's heavy lifting.
Hi, do you rent forklifts?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. I need to go to Sears Saturday morning.
Okay, you work for Sears?
No, I'm just going shopping.
Just shopping.
Well, this week it's the big Saturday sale at Sears. Saturday morning between 7 and 10, I can save an extra 10%, even on sale items.
And you want a forklift to help you get everything home?
No, just out to the parking lot. I'm renting a flatbed truck for the drive home.
Save an extra 10% early this Saturday. Home electronics excluded. Wish big. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12-17-05.
Toyotathon is back, and it's time to treat yourself to cars with extra zip, SUVs that make every gallon count. While you're at Toyotathon, you'll find 7 different vehicles with EPA city or highway ratings of 30 miles per gallon or more, including the very hip Camry and Solara. The place is your Toyota dealer. The time is now. Treat yourself today. Toyota, moving forward.
2006 EPA estimates for two-wheel drive Highlander Hybrid, Avalon, Prius, four-cylinder Camry and Solara, Corolla and Matrix. Actual mileage may vary.
A Waffle House cook in Stockbridge, Georgia, allegedly dared a homeless man to drink industrial-strength dishwashing liquid. The drink sent the man to the hospital. He's on a ventilator. The cook's been fired and could face manslaughter charges if the man dies. The debate over Christmas continues in Washington.
Christmas has been declared politically incorrect.
Congresswoman Joanne Davis, a Virginia Republican, is sponsoring a bill aimed at protecting the symbols and traditions of Christmas in a kind of backlash to backlash.
Any sign or even mention of Christmas in public can lead to complaints, litigation, protests, and threats. America's favorite holiday is being twisted beyond recognition.
Democrat Gary Ackerman wondered why Christmas suddenly needs protecting.
Did something happen when I wasn't looking? Did somebody mug Santa Claus? Is somebody engaging in elf tossing? Did somebody shoot Bambi?
Bambi, not technically one of Santa's reindeer, but you get the point. Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, Reynolds County residents whose property was damaged by Wednesday's reservoir breach are encouraged to report the damage to Ameren UE. The breach of the upper reservoir at Ameren UE's Tomsawk Hydroelectric Plant sent 1.5 billion gallons of water down the Black River in about half an hour. The utility has set up a claims office at the Shepherd Mountain Inn in Ironton, and Ameren UE claims personnel will be visiting area homes to assess damage. For more information or to file a claim, call 1-800-552-7583, extension 44740. The St. Louis Blues and the Savas Center lease may have a new potential buyer. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, current owners Bill and Nancy Laurie are coming close to a deal with Matlin Patterson Global Advisors. The two sides could sign a letter of intent as soon as today and could have an agreement finalized by the first of the year. Last month, Sports Capital Partners, led by Dave Chekis, withdrew from negotiations to buy the Blues and the Savas Center lease. Finally this hour, Mothers Against Drunk Driving's 19th annual Taiwan On for Safety campaign is in full swing. This initiative is designed to encourage the public to drive safe, drive sober, and buckle up, and is symbolized by having drivers tie a MAD ribbon on their vehicle. Gwen Birch, MAD's first male and minority president, says there's no excuse for drinking and driving.
Drunk driving is preventable. It is still the most frequently committed violent crime. However, it does not have to be. You know, we're not asking people to not drink. What we're asking them to do is have a plan beforehand, is to pledge to have a non-drinking driver.
Over 1,300 people were killed nationwide in alcohol-related crashes last year between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve. MAD is also marking its 25th anniversary. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery Powerball. With the jackpots now starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing by at least $5 million each drawing, Missouri Lottery's Powerball is bigger than ever. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Eastbound 70 at Salisbury, there's a big corn fire blocking an exit ramp. Eastbound Page between Lindbergh and Morrison, look for it, an accident reported. Southbound 170 at St. Charles Rock Road, there's an accident there. Eastbound 270 between Illinois Route 3 and 203, look for road construction. Right lane is closed. Northbound 55 between Butler Hill and 270, no problems reported. Eastbound 40 from 141 all the way to Mason, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79, look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 from 270, St. Charles Rock Road is on the move. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to Marshall is stop and go in pockets. Westbound 270 from New Florissant to 170, look for slow traffic. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from the exchange onto the PSB, it is slow. Westbound 64 from St. Clair Avenue to the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic there as well. And westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Gravel Pit all the way in Cleese Landing, it is slow. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB, look for slow traffic there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Relive all the great Busch Stadium moments on one DVD, the official Busch Stadium tribute DVD produced by the Cardinals, on sale for a limited time at all Redbox locations in McDonald's.
Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to blustery skies and blustery conditions, cloudy skies with a high around 40 this evening, partly cloudy with a low to mid-20s. Moving on to Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s. Saturday evening, look forward to, Saturday evening, mostly cloudy skies, 30% chance of showers with a low in the mid-20s. And on Sunday, pretty much the same, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of snow and a high in the lower 30s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 29 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 30, and the wind chill makes it feel like it's 20. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Tonight.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. Darius, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
I think it was last week or early this week, you was interviewing a doctor, and he was discussing this oil that they were using for...
oregano oil.
All of oregano.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you can get that at any store?
Yes, you can. In fact, you can go to my website and check out some links that I have to his site.
Oh, okay. And let me throw this at you right quick, and I'll let you go. The song with Eartha Kitt?
Santa Baby?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sidney Poitier had a book out about his life. And they were shooting a movie in Africa, and she was starring with him. And during the course of a certain period of time, she left the camp. And she was missing for 2 or 3 days, and the whole film crew and Sidney Poitier, they were just really worried. And 3 days later, she came back with a whole tribe of African men and women. Somehow, she didn't know how to speak Africa, any other language, but they looked at her as a queen. She was with them for 3 days, and they escorted her back to the camp. So it's amazing how even an American black woman could still be considered a queen even over there.
Well, why wouldn't they?
That's right.
Why wouldn't? Why aren't we?
That's good, isn't it?
That of course. I put that in the file. Of course, that's how it is.
That's right.
All right now.
It was amazing.
All right.
That's why every time I hear that song, I think about Eartha Kitt.
All right now.
All right. You have a good one.
Every time I hear the song, I think of Eartha Kitt in that movie, Boomerang. With Eddie Murphy.
Oh, wasn't she great?
Yeah, she was incredible.
Yes, she
incredible.
Was.
Thanks for your call.
All right, you have a good day.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I'd like to ask you a question. In terms of religion, language, culture, diet, dress, and politics, can you tell me how are you living your life as African?
In terms of religion, in terms of religion, I think that I am doing, and I don't always want to share all of the personal things that I do with regard to how I practice my spirituality, but I would ask you to check out a book entitled Of Water and Spirit.
It's
his name is Maladoma Somme. He's an African spiritualist. And that would give you some insight into my African spirituality.
In terms of language,
in terms of
culture.
In terms of culture, the things that I do that connect me to, I believe that connect me to my African culture, is the constant information that I put out about Africa throughout the course of my show. The way that I attempt to connect people to their African culture and the things that I do on a daily basis. That's my connection to my African culture. When I bring on people of African descent, just the show that I just did just then, an African journalist talking about the news from a black perspective is a contribution to my African culture.
In terms of politics?
In terms of politics, I am very pridefully a person that says that in the United States of America, politically, you are not married to either party. You must, as I've played on my show often, the words of Minister Farrakhan, that you must decide who to stay, who to go. It's the margin of our African vote that determines who is going to be elected and who is not going to be elected, and we must move collectively and act collectively on that. You ain't married to none of these people.
And I'd like to leave you with this statement. As you know, Africa is a large continent.
It is, yes, the largest continent.
Right. You have
many countries.
Right. Ethiopia, Somalia,
mm-hmm, Ghana,
Ghana,
mm-hmm,
the Senegal,
mm-hmm,
Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of those nations are you trying to assimilate?
I claim them all. I claim them all. Until I do one of those DNA blood tests that tracks me back, or that, and if it is able to track me back specifically to a lineage that is a country that existed at the time that my original people were stolen from Africa, I claim them all.
Thank you.
are right now. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. I heard one of your listening audience say what he thought about when he heard the song Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say what I think about when I hear that song. I don't know if your listening audience remember back this far, but Miss Kitt was invited to a luncheon at the White House by Lady Bird Johnson. And
What did she do?
She did what no one else had done. She protested the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
And in return, she was whiteballed, and Miss Kitt had to leave the country and go to Europe in order to make a living.
She was on the show Batman. She was the original Catwoman on Batman, and she lost her gig as a result of that.
Speaking to power.
That's right, speaking
and
truth to power.
And you know how dangerous that is, don't you?
Speaking truth to power, yes ma'am.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to call back to give some more information because this has been about approximately 3 weeks ago when you had the guest on. I was talking about colon cleansing, and it was near the end of that segment, and a caller called and wanted to know when you do a colon cleansing, you remove the good along with the bad bacteria, and he wanted to know what to do about that. So I had called then, and I was telling them even when you use antibiotics, the same thing happens, that all the good and the bad bacteria is killed. And I was telling your listening audience to, they could replace the good bacteria by using yogurt. But what I neglected to tell them is that you have to use plain yogurt that has live, active cultures. That's what you have to do. And I wanted to know if it would be all right if I would suggest a really good yogurt.
Oh, sure.
Okay, it's called Stonyfield Farms, and it's organic, and it's they have the whole milk, and they also have the...
I'm going to do a show on milk, actually, in the new year about mm-hmm. how people of African descent, our bodies are so different with regard to the digestion of milk, and that it is actually harmful to most black folks because of the biological makeup of us,
mm-hmm.
that we really shouldn't be doing milk at all.
Well, this yogurt...
That whole lactose intolerance thing,
uh-huh.
it's a cultural thing. It is a biological thing, and we need to really be watching whether or not we should be putting milk into our bodies at all.
And maybe you could also include whether or not a yogurt, being a byproduct of milk, might be less harmful.
No, it's not.
It's not.
But anyway,
those who can tolerate it, this particular yogurt, Stonyfield, has 6 live cultures, active
right now.
Cultures. And one other thing, there's a really good whole grain bread called Brown Berry. And get the classic.
Okay,
enough
free advertising.
It has no trans fat.
All right, enough free advertising.
I know,
all right.
I want to be in the healthy future.
I understand. But thanks for your call.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Morning, Liz.
Good morning, Ike.
The call before the last one, the brother called to you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're still trying to pick you, or I'm going to critique you about your own personal religions and beliefs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm so glad I talked to my 35-year-old son. These guys, I don't know where they come from. These 30-year-olds are lost. And I've talked to all of them all the time, but they don't know nothing about where they live in. They don't know about the judicial system. They are just lost, and they're going to get on TV, on radio, and going to try to get grand or going to read somebody. Don't know anything.
Okay.
Don't know an ultimate call or nothing. They really But then you tell them what's going on, because they're going to be stumbling and mumbling. You held her so cool. And I was just laughing to death when you were talking to her. And you was very nice today. And I'm glad you took it easy on him.
Thanks for your call.
Old Liz doing the thing on him. I said, he's lucky today.
Thanks.
So you have a good day,
Liz. All right, take care of yourself.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Liz Brown.
Good morning.
You know, the other day when we were y'all were talking about the avian flu, did he mention to how... When they talk about the Spanish flu, what comes into your mind, Liz Brown?
The Spanish flu?
Yes. That killed 50 million people throughout the world.
Nothing.
He didn't cover that, did he?
He did not mention the Spanish flu.
But when you think about the Spanish flu, you would think about Spain, wouldn't you?
Oh, okay. In fairness, yes, that would be the country that comes into my mind. You're absolutely right.
You know, right after World War One, the American GIs came home. The Spanish flu, Leah, started in Kansas. Did you know that?
Well, I just think it's so amusing that all of these flus, like the West Nile, or not flus, but these illnesses, West Nile virus,
right.
There is no West Nile.
Right.
There is no, so it would not surprise me that once again there's an attempt to remove the criminal from the crime.
Yeah, when World War One veterans came home, that flu, the Spanish flu, started in Kansas.
Mm.
And I'm really wondering, with the avian flu, if it does leap. They say it's going to take 25 to 30 years.
So let's spend $1 billion now.
You know, I asked you last time, what is the distraction with this avian flu and this money? And then they want to give you shots. And then I heard something about putting something in a card or your driver's license, Leah, yesterday on your news. Did you hear that?
I did not.
Not only does they want to give us this shot, they want to put something in our driver's license so they can track us or whatever. You know, it was so covered so briefly. You know,
all you heard is track us and driver's license.
Yes.
Okay.
That,
I don't know.
Well, if you hear it again,
all right,
bring it to us.
Happy holidays, Al.
Yeah, same to you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Ms. Brown, this is Timothy Clark.
Timothy Clark, good morning.
I wanted to know, I got two questions. When has not being able to pay child support become a felony?
It's been a felony for a while. A certain amount of child support, a certain amount of time that you didn't pay. You know what? Let me take that back. I don't know.
Okay.
I know that it's a crime, but I don't know if it's a felony.
I mean, the reason I ask you that because, I mean, I'm not opposed to paying child support.
Yes.
Because I take care of my children, but I have friends that are unable to pay what they're supposed to pay and getting felonies. And if you get a felony, you can't get a certain job. So
I think it's wicked. I think it's wicked. I think it's a wicked circle. I really do. I think there are people.
And you're talking about 30,000 people losing their jobs here. You know, if I don't have a job, how can I pay? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. But on the other side of the issue, there are men that can pay that don't.
Right, I understand.
You know, so there's this whole balancing thing, and the sad part of it is that, you know, where most of the balance hits are people that are least able to fight it and to change and to get it done.
Yeah, and when you guys are going to do the co-drive?
You know what? I need to talk to Irene J. Smith about that.
Okay, I was the young man that brought you those coats one year.
Yes, I remember. Let me talk to Irene about that and see what the deal with the coat drive is, okay?
Okay, then.
All right, Timmy, thank you so much.
All right.
Happy holidays.
Bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
The gentleman was talking about the Spanish flu.
Mm-hmm.
It started in Fort Riley, Kansas, at place attached to Fort Riley. Oh, darn it, having a senior moment here.
Why would it be called the Spanish flu as opposed to the Kansas flu?
You know, there's a whole article on that in a magazine I got.
Really?
I'm having a little senior moment here. Camp Funston, Kansas.
All right.
That's where it started. They had horses down in the valley, And later, during the second, they burned it down, closed it down. It was adjunct to Fort Riley, Kansas. Then during the Second World War, they started to build another one there, and there was a doctor who was still alive, who was with the government in the military, and he told Roosevelt, don't build another fort there, because that was the origination of the Spanish flu.
Isn't that something?
I've got a whole magazine full with all the details, but if you go online, there's a gentleman who has a website about Camp Funston, Kansas.
Very good.
And a lot of young, well, one of my dad's brothers died there from that.
So that would have been your uncle.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay, have a good one.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Bill on a car phone.
Yeah, the problem with some of the things you've been saying is that it wasn't called the Spanish flu. It was called the swine flu. The 1918 epidemic was the swine flu. It wasn't called by a country.
I know that, but doesn't the word Spanish flu sound familiar to you? Isn't that somewhere in your mental Rolodex of a flu being called the Spanish flu?
I certainly couldn't deny it.
Okay.
But what you're talking about was not called the Spanish flu. It was called the swine flu. It did kill a couple of million people in Spain, I think, which was a pretty significant, killed like 20 million people worldwide.
And the question that is being raised by one of the questions that's being raised by this discussion is if it was the flu that originated in Kansas, if it was the Spanish flu, then
it wasn't. Just
bear with me for a second, because you're telling me this and that doesn't make it so. I don't know for certain, so I can't say whether what you're saying is true or what somebody else has said is true with regard to the Spanish flu. So what I'm saying is that if what you're saying is not accurate, and if there was this thing called the Spanish flu, and if it did do this, and if it did originate in Kansas, it wouldn't be the first time that an illness has been removed or that there has been a certain characterization or a certain name put on an illness that separates itself from the scene of the crime and puts the weight at a place that harms somebody else. That wouldn't be the first time.
Well, I don't know if it'd be the first time or not, because I have no knowledge of another one. But since it isn't the Spanish flu,
and
that is simply true. There might be a Spanish flu, but this one isn't. I served at Camp Funston. I went to the dispensary to find the records because I was interested in seeing the building where the person was living, where the first case was found. And that was in the 70s. They didn't have any they said they didn't have the records that would reveal that.
Okay.
I was just curious about it because, of course, a lot of these kind of diseases show up in military bases because of the peculiar demands of hygiene when bunches of men are doing things that are dirty and living together in a barracks. But I will agree that there are probably times when these things are misnamed. But you're talking about something that you're just discussing the wrong name.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Bye.
454-0400. We have to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me.
It's Christmas time, this Christmas time, and you so far from me. It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time, with mouth between us. I will not see.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Eastbound 70 on a reversible lane. The disabled vehicle is at Broadway. The right lane is blocked. Westbound 40 at McCausland. Look for a disabled vehicle going on. The right lane is blocked there as well. Westbound 70 between Branch and Natural Bridge. Look for road construction going on. Eastbound 40 between 14th and Broadway. There's road construction there as well. Westbound 40 between Poplar and Clark. Look for construction going on. Various lane closures will be going on throughout there as well.
Eastbound 70 from Illinois Route 3 to Route 203. Look for road construction. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler to 270. Expect normal traffic. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill to 270. Look for slow traffic as well. Eastbound 40 at 141 all the way into Mason. Look for no problems to report. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79. That traffic's easing. Northbound 270 from 44 to Marshall. Stop and go traffic. Westbound 270 from New Florissant to 170. Look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley. Look for slow traffic. And westbound 55 from Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect normal traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Gravel Pit all the way to Laclede's Landing looks good. And northbound Route 3 from 8th Street, that ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge. Everything is on the move there. Chippewa Jameson is also a report of an accident. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Play Pick 3 from the Illinois Lottery through December 24th and watch for the green ball double draw. One green ball, two chances to win. Illinois Lottery, have a ball, play responsibly. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Blustery, partly cloudy, high around 40 this evening, partly cloudy with a low to mid-20s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, high in the upper 30s. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of snow with a low in the mid-20s. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of snow, a higher in the lower 30s. Currently, at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 31 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 31. Wind chill out there makes it feel like it's 22. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake-Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Take on the day and take on Dr. Laura Schlesinger on the internet at WGNU.net.
This is Charles Gere, WGNU Program Director. The 30th anniversary Chuck Norman Christmas party is sold out. There are no remaining tickets available for the party itself on Sunday, December 18th. However, you can still help the organizations whose hard work benefits so many people every year. Donation tickets are still available at $5 each. And even though you won't be at the party, you'll still be eligible to win all those wonderful door prizes up to and including that beautiful 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation tickets are still available from B Parks at AARP, from Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler State School, from Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, and as always from Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Eternity Vegetarian Deli presents vegetarian cooking classes Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Saturday. Prices $25. This week's menu, oh my goodness, you don't want to miss this. Tofu scramble, blueberry waffles, sausage patties, fresh broccoli spears with caramelized onions, and almond joy, a dessert drink. Classes Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. For information, call 600-4804. That's 600-4804. And tell them I told you to.
Next on Mondays at 9, the concept of becoming a nanopreneur. How can you develop your own successful micro small business? What are the ways for achieving positive results and positive cash flows? Where do you go to get ideas? If you're fed up with struggling to make ends meet and are ready to go to work for yourself, then you need to catch Michael Brooks, strategic marketing consultant and founder of the Small Biz Games that salute the top 100 home-based businesses in the world. He's our special guest on the final 2005 edition of Mondays at 9. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. And just to respond to the last caller that went off about the Spanish flu, I did a quick search during the break. And according to the Lawrence Journal World, that's from November 25th, 2005, the 1918 flu obtained its name, the Spanish flu, because Spain was the first European nation to highly publicize the outbreak in that country. Other European nations also had outbreaks because of the war. Newspapers were giving little, if any, publicity to bad news. More historical accounts, however, say that the flu originated in Kansas at Fort Riley's Camp Funston. The first reports of soldiers getting sick occurred in March. Historians also think that American soldiers sent to Europe were the main carriers of the disease to that continent. According to the book, 2004 book, The Great Influenza by John M. Barry, the origin of the flu may have been January or February in Haskell County in southwest Kansas. It then spread to Camp Funston, and the influenza was called... It's called the Spanish flu, or la gripa. That's the influenza of 1918 to 1919, a global disaster, and lots of people died. So that's according to the Lawrence Journal World from November 25th, not even a month ago, 2005. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. Dee, good morning.
The very top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown.
The rest of the day to you, D.
Thank you so much. I don't give audience to many. And I'm so thrilled that you're more aware than I, so that I don't have to listen to myself.
What are you talking about?
So, I'm talking about that guy that called in, and when the guy said, you were a good girl today. I'm so glad I got you. Listen, the computer chip will be inserted into our driver's license, courtesy of the federal gov.
For what purpose?
To keep location.
No, what is the, I mean, what?
So that we don't have duplicate driver's license, and they say to, are your papers in order? You know how they used to ask you in Europe, are your papers in order?
You're kidding.
Yes, that's the thing. And the state government was fussing about it, but now they're gonna quit fussing because they're going to start charging us $100 for driver's license. Because they got to put the, you know, take the cost off for inserting the computer chip.
Jesus.
Since you ain't going to let them put it in your arm.
Jesus.
They're going to put it on your driver's license.
Jesus.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, and there are so many flus. It's as many flus as it is Katrina.
Mm.
Have a good day, Dr. Brown.
Yeah, I don't know how I can after that, D, but I'm going to try.
Bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Irwin.
Well, hello, Liz.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I was just calling in about the caller who was mixing up the Spanish flu with the swine flu.
Mm-hmm.
I got an article from the National Institutes of Health, plus some other articles from Stanford and Haverford universities.
Mm-hmm.
And they all agree that in 1918, it was called the Spanish flu pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
The swine flu didn't start until 1976, and it was first identified at Fort Dix, New Jersey.
Fort Dix, New Jersey.
Right.
Okay. And that's what I was just saying. Because I knew I had somewhere in my mental Rolodex, I knew that there was a Spanish flu. And it was the one from 1918, and it started in Kansas.
And you're absolutely correct. One other thing, too, about the driver's license thing, I have, as a computer person, heard that they're talking about putting in RFID chips into those driver's licenses as well.
Right.
There's been some controversy about that when big stores like Walmart would put them in.
Right.
Because it's entirely possible to track your purchase all the way from the store to your home.
To where you live. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. All right. That's another thing that we have to have a heads up on.
All righty.
All right, Irwin. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. Lawrence, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. Now, I would like to make a few comments in regards to your previous caller. Number one, regarding the brother that called in saying about the child support, it is a fact that if you owe more than $5,000 in child support, you can go to court and receive a felony conviction.
Really? Okay.
And it truly is a travesty of justice, mm-hmm. because a lot of, we know as black men, last one's hired, first one's fired. And even when you receive your unemployment benefits, half get taken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware of this because I am a divorced father of three. Mm-hmm. And it is a serious problem that needs to be addressed.
It really does. There has to be a way to temper this more with what, particularly since so many jobs now, if not all jobs practically, want to know if you have a felony.
They do, and what happened is they will run your credit report, and mm-hmm. when they see that, there's a possibility you would not get hired.
That's correct.
As a result of
That's correct. That's
and then yet, you are accruing each month. You're getting further and further behind.
Yes.
And that's what the brother said. It should not be. It should not be a felony conviction for that alone.
No.
And it is hurting a lot of African Americans within our community.
You're right. Thank you so much, Lawrence.
Let me make just one more quick comment.
Mm-hmm.
And previously, by being in the military, we talking about the IUD chips in driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
They started that in the military on military IDs. In order to, when you travel, in order to track, you know, your expenses, it's just like a credit card. Show your ID, everything is in there. But the unique thing about this, another 10, 15, 20 years down the road, when generation after our generation comes, they're going to be so used to computer technology, it will eventually go from the driver's license to in your hand. They had a company called Identichip. They
That's
had a
right.
family already volunteered
That's right.
there
to
are have
people,
a chip inserted in their body.
There are people in Seattle, I believe, that are paying for their groceries in a little chip that they've agreed to put in their hand because they don't. I guess they're just it's too much bother to carry a credit card to carry money with you.
And correct, it's going to have everything on there. Everything that's going to be on that chip, your bank account, mm-hmm. your name, mm-hmm. your medical information, the whole nine. So it won't be no need for no more. Credit cards. It would not be no more need for driver's license nor military IDs because they got the chip in you.
Thanks.
And eventually, in time, it will become mandatory.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Don't forget, I told you that they're trying to put chips right now into people that they're saying that cannot take care of themselves, the developmentally disabled. They're starting in nursing homes. They're going to start with your grandmama that has Alzheimer's saying, you don't want to lose your grandmama. Well, make sure you lock the door so that she doesn't wander off. Instead of that, they're going to put chips in them, working their way towards putting chips in you. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Update. Dateline Cape Town. A tribal people in South Africa is making plans to purchase a majority interest in one of the largest mineral producers in the world. The 800-year-old Bayfog tribe, which resides in the country's northwest province, could wind up with 90% share of the Implots Corporation if the $540 million deal is completed. Their homeland is rich with platinum reserves that are currently being mined by Implots. By law, corporations have to give black South Africans a stake in their businesses to promote black empowerment. The tribe has had a small stake in the company since 1998 when a deal was reached to end the dispute over the rights to mining reserves on their homeland. But this new arrangement will give them a bigger piece of the pie plus input into business decisions. And Dateline Sacramento. A hospital in California will start putting microchips into patients' arms that will give hospital staff information about their medications and allergies. The Arrowhead Regional Medical Center in San Bernardino County says the chips will be implanted into about 50 volunteer patients. The medical director of the facility says many times they have to treat patients who have a chronic disorder and cannot effectively explain to them their medical needs. Arrowhead Regional will be the first hospital in California and the seventh in the nation to take part in this pilot program. The VeriChip is similar to the one that is already in use for pets. It's inserted under the skin and contains an ID number that a scanner can pick up. The number is linked to an internet database where the healthcare provider can find most all of the patient's healthcare information. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Do you receive Medicare and take prescription drugs? Beginning January 2006, Medicare will provide much-needed drug coverage. Regardless of income, seniors will finally have an affordable plan for medicines. Enrollment begins November 15th. Understand your options so you can make an informed choice. For more information, call 1-800-MEDICARE or visit www.medicare.gov. This message is brought to you by the Visiting Nurse Associations of America and your local VNA.
Hello, I'm Franklin Graham. Hurricane Katrina was one of the worst natural disasters ever to hit the United States. There are literally tens of thousands of people who have lost their homes. It's going to take months, possibly years, for them to recover. And not only tens of thousands of homes, but an entire city of New Orleans flooded and have to be evacuated. Many of those homes will have to be bulldozed, but Samaritan's Purse is here. We need people's help. We need supplies. We need donations. We need your prayers. And if you would like to help, you can donate by going online to www.samaritanspurse.org or give by phone, and that is 1-800-567-8183. That's 1-800-567-8183. God bless you. And please remember to give and to pray for the folks here in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.
Eternity Vegetarian Deli presents vegetarian cooking classes Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Saturday. Prices $25. This week menu, oh my goodness, you don't want to miss this. Tofu scramble, blueberry waffles, sausage patties, fresh broccoli spears with caramelized onions, and almond joy, a dessert drink. Classes Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. For information, call 600-4804. That's 600-4804. And tell them I told you to.
Next on Mondays at 9, the concept of becoming a nanopreneur. How can you develop your own successful micro small business? What are the ways for achieving positive results and positive cash flows? Where do you go to get ideas? If you're fed up with struggling to make ends meet and are ready to go to work for yourself, then you need to catch Michael Brooks, strategic marketing consultant and founder of the Small Biz Games that salute the top 100 home-based businesses in the world. He's our special guest on the final 2005 edition of Mondays at 9.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. A Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days, be merry and bright.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Liz Brown. We have 8 more minutes here before the end of the hour. Let me get to some more of you all. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Dave Hemingway. Good morning.
I actually wanted to take a chance while there was still time to thank you for the remarkable experience of the blanket drive.
Did you have was it good, Dave?
It was remarkable, and while it was, it really speaks true to me when you say, boy, scratching the surface, as much work and as much good as was done. But I have to say it was very enriching, and I wanted to thank the remarkable people that I met there, Judith and Kirsten and LaWanda, whose talents really helped find people in need, and Josephine, my goodness, who was clearly created to be a leader. Like yourself, I'm very grateful for the voice you provide in this community. And on another topic, just the execution of Stanley Tookie Williams, it's remarkable to me that Schwarzenegger insisted that he needed to die because Schwarzenegger didn't think he was sorry enough.
Isn't that something?
When there was no need to execute that man. I mean, we were all better off for his being alive.
Did you hear what Schwarzenegger's hometown is doing?
No.
They've denounced him.
Yeah, well.
There are people that are asking for his citizenship to be revoked.
In Austria.
In his hometown, there is a sports arena with Schwarzenegger's name on, and a petition has been filed to remove his name, and there are some that are talking about replacing it with Stanley Tookie Williams' name.
My goodness.
Isn't that something? They are disgusted with him.
Oh, wow.
They are disgusted with him.
That's really powerful.
Isn't it?
Well, you know, it's something that was hitting me also. I think of Donald Rumsfeld. And, if someone is convinced that Stanley was guilty of the crimes that put him on death row, obviously there are bad choices involved, and I look at Donald Rumsfeld, how many thousands of people have died due to his bad choices?
And we're allowed to blow that off as...
And there's not even a demotion,
no.
Let alone prison time.
And let's check his pay raises.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
So.
Listen, just a quick moment, Liz, I wish you a great holiday season.
You too, Dave.
And thanks so much for all you're doing.
And thank you so much for coming out and helping us.
You were
wonderful.
It was a pleasure. Absolute, a wonderful pleasure.
Happy holidays. Bye. Bye-bye. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yes, Liz. Earlier, a lady was talking about colon cleansing.
Yes.
There's a danger if you do that too early, because there's certain professions you can't be in after that if you're totally cleansed, like politicians or lawyers. You can't be one if you're totally cleansed.
So if you get in trouble...
Uh-huh.
And you're not going to hire a lawyer to help you? No, you said all lawyers. Just then you said all lawyers,
yes,
and you said all politicians.
Totally,
so you're not going to hire a lawyer to help you and your family if you have a run into a problem. Is that what you're saying?
No, not one that
you're an idiot. That would make you an idiot. That would make you an idiot. 454-0400 is my phone number. You know, it's just it's really remarkable to see adults insisting upon staying in a place of absurdity because of their politics. You know, it's an amazing thing. How could you make an overbroad statement like that? If it wasn't for a lawyer, you wouldn't have the guy in Washington, D.C. right now sitting as the president. Yet you're going to say all of them. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Lois, good morning.
Oh, hi, Liz.
Good morning.
Be nice.
No, I am not the nice lady. That would be Irene J. Smith. I am not the nice lady.
Okay. But the reason why I call is I've got some disappointing news about... my letter, you know, I told you I sent a letter to Mr. Williams.
Yes.
And I mailed it on the 5th, and I sent it priority. Usually it takes about 3 days, they say. As of the 15th, when I checked for my confirmation to see if it was delivered, it had still hadn't been delivered.
Mm.
And this last caller was talking about the governor and wanted to kill. You know why they want to kill him? Because he had the information that we need that would prove that our government was involved in the influx of the drugs in this country back in the late 60s and early 70s. And Mr. Williams, by him, he was the one that was recruited to disperse that stuff in our communities. And that was some of the things that I wanted him to tell me. I mean, it's like, I wasn't never condoning what he did, but I wasn't judging him either, because only God can judge him.
But I've got to go, but thank you so much.
But there is a conspiracy there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
How you doing, Liz?
Wayne Luster, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I just want to let the community know that what FIRE is doing, FIRE stands for Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. We're the black firemen in the city of St. Louis. We're doing our Derrick Martin food drive. As the listening audience know, Derrick gave his life May 3rd, 2002, in a fire, which he went in and tried to save his partner, Rob Morrison. But he gave the ultimate sacrifice. Derrick was the president or chairman of our food drive, and we renamed it in his honor, the Derrick Martin Food Drive. Our goal this year is to feed 500 families.
500 families.
500 families.
Yes,
in the name
sir.
Of Derrick. We wanted everybody to know and let everybody know who Derrick was, and also let them know that he is still alive through this organization.
And when was the food drive?
We're boxing up the food today. It's being delivered, and we are dispersing it tomorrow.
And where can people send donations to help you continue this legacy?
They can send it to 1020 North Taylor, St. Louis, Missouri, Fire Building. The zip code is 63113, and you can make your checks out, donations out to FIRE's Charitable Fund.
FIRE's.
It is tax deductible.
Charitable fund. Wayne Luster, thank you so much. You all are doing wonderful, wonderful things.
Thank you, Liz.
Take care.
Right.
I'll be back. We're going to be doing some cooking with Healthy Futures. You don't want to miss this.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920
now
on your AM dial.
And taking down trees.
In Kannapolis, North Carolina, one man died after an ice-laden tree crashed down on his house. As the system moved northward, a separate storm moved east from the Midwest. Near Detroit, cars and trucks littered the side of the highway. And that same system will continue to dump more snow today.
ABC's David Muir. Millions of New York City commuters are catching trains and buses as usual, with a partial strike underway later today, affecting some private bus lines, and a broader strike looming if the Transit Authority and the union can't do a deal. The White House hasn't confirmed a published report that suggests the government's been secretly spying on some Americans since 9/11.
Just as the Congress is poised to vote on the Patriot Act amid complaints it cuts into Americans' civil liberties, the New York Times reports that President Bush signed a secret order for eavesdropping on Americans, hundreds of them, after September 11th. The National Security Agency, by law, should only use its high-tech surveillance outside the U.S., and even then, with a court order. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
And there's late word President Bush will veto any short-term extension of the Patriot Act. Some blasts reported earlier in Baghdad, but it's been relatively quiet since yesterday's elections in Iraq.
It's still quiet enough here for children to ride bikes in the street. A curfew remains in place while the vote counting begins. Election officials say it'll be at least a week or two before the results are certified. They're expected to show strong participation by Sunnis, but an ultimate victory for an alliance of Shiites. The hope is the factions can get along well enough to create a government that will bring stability. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Baghdad.
House Republicans vote today on a resolution opposing a timetable for a U.S. troop pullout from Iraq. Some Democrats call it a political stunt. This is ABC News.
Hail, Sammy Lifting.
Hi, do you rent forklifts?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. I need to go to Sears Saturday morning.
Okay, you work for Sears?
No, I'm just going shopping.
Just shopping.
Well, this week it's the big Saturday sale at Sears. Saturday morning between 7 and 10, I can save an extra 10%, even on sale items.
And you want a forklift to help you get everything home?
No, just out to the parking lot. I'm renting a flatbed truck for the drive home.
Save an extra 10% early this Saturday. Home electronics excluded. Wish big. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12-17-05.
Toyotathon is back, and it's time to treat yourself to cars with extra zip, SUVs that make every gallon count. While you're at Toyotathon, you'll find seven different vehicles with EPA city or highway ratings of 30 miles per gallon or more, including the very hip Camry and Solara. The place is your Toyota dealer. The time is now. Treat yourself today. Toyota, moving forward. 2006 EPA estimates for two-wheel drive Highlander Hybrid, Avalon, Prius, four-cylinder Camry and Solara, Corolla and Matrix. Actual mileage may vary.
Turns out we may be one big genetic family. Scientists say they may have new evidence showing people with white skin evolved from people of color. ABC's Jim Hickey has the story.
White people are mutants, if what scientists have discovered is accurate. Researchers at Penn State University have determined white skin emerged in humans tens of thousands of years ago because of a tiny mutation in just one letter of more than 3 billion in the DNA code that determines who we are. The Washington Post quotes the researchers saying this is not a question of race because skin color is one small factor in what they call vaguely defined social and political racial definitions. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
What happens in Vegas stays there at least another 100 years. A time capsule's been buried till 2105, filled with what'll one day be artifacts of Sin City. They include playing cards, dice, and a hotel cocktail waitress uniform. Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, two former Madison County coroner's investigators face charges of theft, official misconduct, and bribery. Martha Hampton and Elizabeth Radcliffe were allegedly involved in multiple thefts of more than $300 while they were working for the coroner's office. Hampton resigned in July and Radcliffe stepped down in August. Bond for both women has been set at $10,000. Death penalty opponents are reacting to the possible innocence of a Missouri death row inmate. The attorney for Brian Kinder claims a new round of DNA testing shows no evidence that his client was involved in the 1990 rape and murder of Cynthia Williams of Crystal City. Rita Linhart of Missourians to Abolish the Death Penalty says this case shows why the death penalty should be abolished.
There is a lot of flaws within our death penalty system. We just really believe, particularly with this case, since the DNA results do not show any evidence of Kinder's profile in there, this really supports what he was saying, that he was innocent, that he did not commit this crime.
Some of the material has deteriorated and isn't able to be tested. Material still to be tested includes some portions of the rape kit, blood, and a beer can found at the crime scene. Finally this hour, with higher gas prices and costs up all around, some people are looking to have a cheap Christmas. Janet LaFon, a consumer and economic specialist at the University of Missouri, says it's possible to have a low-cost Christmas if you resist the urge to buy for everyone you know. She says to let people know ahead of time that you are trying to save money. She also suggests making or baking items to give as gifts, and rather than spending a lot of money on the kids, buying a lot of little, inexpensive gifts. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery Powerball. With the jackpots now starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing by at least $5 million each drawing, Missouri Lottery's Powerball is bigger than ever. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Tier 1 Holiday Sale. 21, Pezon Ferry at Green Park Road. Look for an accident reported eastbound 270 between Illinois 203 and Illinois 3. Look for road construction there. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, no problems reported. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79, that traffic's easing. Eastbound 70 from 270 at St. Charles Rock Road, everything is flowing freely. Northbound 270 at 44, look for that to return back to normal. Westbound 270 between New Florissant and 170 has returned back to normal. Westbound 40 at Hanley is slow. In both directions, 270 at the Canal Bridge, look for road construction, right lane is closed. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge is returned back to normal. Westbound 64 at the at Poplar Street Bridge, it looks good as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Gravel Pit onto Laclede's Landing, everything is on the move. And northbound Route 3 from 8th Street, those ramps onto the Poplar Street Bridge look good. In both directions, Olive at Pennsylvania, there's road construction. And eastbound 370 at 94, look for road construction. The left lane is closed. Also, the Broadway ramp to westbound 40 is closed for maintenance work. That is a look at your final traffic for this 9 o'clock hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Pier 1 Holiday Sale. At Pier 1 Holiday Sale, you can get everything on the perfect gift, a Pier 1 gift card. Hurry in now to Pier 1, life more interesting. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Partly cloudy, blustery today, high around 40 this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-20s. Moving on to Saturday, mostly cloudy, high in the upper 30s. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of snow. The low should be in the mid-20s. And on Sunday, pretty much the same, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of snow with a high in the lower 30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 31 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 31 as well. And the wind chill makes it feel like it's 20, although it is a very sunny day. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call, It's Healthy Futures. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't don't mean on the phone, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
It's time once again for Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides you with information on how to take better care of yourself and live a more healthy life. Remember, good health truly is in your own hands. And now, Healthy Futures with Liz Brown and our guest for this week.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm already eating here. Welcome to Healthy Futures this week. Linda McKirkland is not is out of town right now. So I am joined in the studio with, of course, Master Vegan Cuisine Chef Nashamnia. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Very good. Well, I'm much better since you've been here. I am much better since you've been here. We're going to try to do it here without Linda, and I guess what I want to start with is what we are going to be doing in the studio today. We're going to be talking through what great desserts and food and stuff this morning. What are we going to be talking through?
We're going to talk about a deep dish apple cobbler.
Oh, my. I'm looking at it. It's gorgeous, just gorgeous.
And we also have cinnamon rolls mm-hmm. with the maple topping.
Mm-hmm.
And Liz's favorite, breakfast biscuits.
Oh, and Howard, you had... Tell us, Howard, we gave you one of those this morning. What did you think?
It's awesome.
Isn't it awesome?
That's great.
It is completely awesome.
This will be nice every Friday. That's very nice of you to offer that up every Friday.
You're welcome.
Well, Nashamnia, before we get to the recipes, I want to back up just a little bit because I want people to know who you are. And you are a vegan chef, a master vegan chef. What is that? What does that mean?
To me, it means someone who's experimented a lot
mm-hmm.
and developed a delicious form of eating a plant-based diet. Basically...
And you raised seven babies.
Seven babies mm-hmm. on this diet with a lot of beans, grains,
mm-hmm.
fresh fruits and vegetables, a lot of soy, whole wheat, all natural products.
And I have to go back to the for just so that people understand what we're talking about, this breakfast sausage. These are the regular sausage patty biscuits, and what they're made out of is just amazing. It has nothing to do with meat, but it tastes. In fact, Joe Garcia had one of them, and he was talking about, my God, Jimmy Dean sausage patties that I put in my microwave or put in my stove don't taste anything like this, and he's a meat eater.
But these were made from the wheat gluten. But you can also make this exact same patty using millet, couscous. I've made them with bulgur, brown lentils, chickpeas, oatmeal. Any grain is possible because, as we said last week, it's all about taste and texture.
Absolutely. And Howard, when you put this in your mouth, it has the texture of a sausage patty, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It looks exactly like one.
It looks like one. It has the taste of
like
one. And it feels in your mouth like you're eating into a sausage patty. Because that's one of the challenging things to get people to try this. You know, that they think that, well, it's not going to look like what I normally used to see. It is not going to feel in my mouth like it biting into a sausage. And then it's not going to taste like it. And
they think they're going to miss something.
They really do, and you don't.
Can I make a mention here?
Sure.
It's not heavy like what kind of sausage biscuits you would normally get.
Mm-hmm.
The flavor and the texture looks the same, but you don't get that heaviness that you would get if you buy a sausage biscuit at one of the fast food joints.
It doesn't land in your stomach like they land. You know, it doesn't clump up there. It's and the taste of the biscuits, The biscuit part of it is just kind of magical. It's sweet and
raisins. Cinnamon, whole wheat pastry flour.
Oh!
A little turbinado sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Soy margarine.
Okay, so let's back up and walk through this process of making one of these. What do we call them now? What do you call them? They're called what?
The Liz breakfast biscuit.
The breakfast biscuit. All right, all right. The Liz Brown breakfast biscuit. Oops. All right. So let's walk through that. Let's walk through how to make that.
Okay. I took approximately 2 cups of whole wheat pastry flour.
Mm-hmm.
To that, I added a teaspoon.
And this is for the biscuit part.
This is for the biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
To that, I added a teaspoon of baking powder, non-aluminum, of course.
And if I have to interrupt just a second, for those of you that are listening online or have access to listening online, you can always go to the whiterosesociety.org to hear this show again, and you can get the recipe. But and to the rest of you, get your pens and pencils out. We're going to get it. You'll get it that way. So go ahead.
Okay. The whole wheat pastry flour, 2 cups.
And pastry flour is different than regular flour?
Yes, it's different. It still contains a lot of the wheat, but it's lighter than regular whole wheat flour.
If you don't have pastry flour, can you make do with whole wheat flour?
Yes, you can.
Okay, is there anything that you have to do to it? Do you use less of it or anything like
that? It just comes out browner and maybe a little thicker.
Okay, so go right ahead.
To the flour, add the baking powder. A tablespoon of sugar, just a pinch of salt, or you don't even have to put the salt in. And I used approximately a stick of soy margarine.
Okay. So a regular, what we're used to seeing in like as a margarine stick or a butter stick.
Yes.
Okay. So you put that in, you put it all in a bowl.
That's right.
And then what do?
Mix the dry ingredients first,
mm-hmm.
then add the stick of margarine. Mix that in and add approximately 3/4 cup of water. You should have a nice... I'm sure a lot of the listeners have made biscuits before. It should look just like biscuit dough.
So when you mix, at first you mix the dry ingredients together. You get
mm-hmm.
them all mixed in together so they're all throughout itself.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take the butter and you say mix it. How do you mix it?
I mix it in with my fingers, or you can use a fork and just
so like when you make,
cut it in.
When you make, can you use a pastry cutter?
Yes.
Okay. So when you're making biscuits, for all of us that have made biscuits out there, at this point with the dry ingredients, when you put the butter in, and this time it's this case it's the soy margarine, you cut it in with the pastry cutter
mm-hmm.
till it's dry and
exactly
little tiny little granules.
Exactly.
Okay.
And before you add the water, whatever you like to put into the biscuits, I put raisins in mm-hmm. these. I've added walnuts.
Is there cinnamon in
it's
it?
It's a little pinch of cinnamon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can
a little.
So you can add that when you're cutting in the butter?
Exactly.
Okay. So you add the cinnamon if you want. You add
nutmeg.
You add
a pinch of vanilla if you like.
Okay. Raisins.
Raisins.
At this point as well.
If you like a nutty biscuit, nuts.
Okay. So you can cut it all in at that
mm-hmm.
point. Then what?
Then add the water
mm-hmm.
until it's
and
a
how
nice.
How much water again?
I said approximately 3/4 cup
okay.
of water.
A warm water, cold
yes,
water?
Yes, warm.
Okay, warm water.
Mix it all together and let it sit. Just let it rest for about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So all the flavors and all the ingredients can marry.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a little flour and put it on my board.
The same wheat flour?
The same wheat flour.
Okay.
And put it on a table, a board. With a rolling pin, put a little flour on your rolling pin as well, and roll out a thick layer of the dough. Don't make it too thin. You want them nice and thick. You can see how thick these biscuits are.
Now, when you say thick, what does that mean? Are we talking an inch thick? Are we talking half an inch thick?
I would say an inch.
An inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you roll, and you get your regular biscuit cutter out?
Get your biscuit cutter, a glass,
mm-hmm.
whatever size biscuit that you like,
mm-hmm.
and... press them out, cut them out, and put them on a slightly oiled baking sheet.
And what do you oil the baking
sheet? I use soy margarine,
okay.
or you can use soy oil.
Okay. And a regular cookie
yes.
baking sheet? Okay. And what's the oven?
The oven should be at 350. It depends on how your oven cooks,
mm-hmm.
but between 350 and 450.
Okay. So you put them in the oven and how
put
long?
Put them in the oven and let them bake at least 20 minutes.
Okay. And how can you look at them and tell that they're done?
Yes,
what
they
do
should
see?
Be nice and brown around the edges and lift the bottom up mm-hmm. to make sure that the bottom is brown.
Okay.
And if you like them really toasty, put them on grill just for a second, put the oven on grill so that they can brown on top.
Okay. So that's about how much time again?
Total 30 minutes.
About 30 minutes mm-hmm. in the oven? Okay. Then that's it?
That's it.
That's it?
You have biscuits.
All right. So run through the recipes, I mean the ingredients one more time.
2 cups whole wheat pastry flour, 1 teaspoon of non-aluminum baking soda, baking powder.
Okay, both of them or just one?
Just the baking powder, but I've used baking soda as well.
Okay, but non-aluminum baking
powder.
Because there's a difference between baking soda
and baking powder.
So you want baking...
Baking powder.
Okay.
1 tablespoon of brown sugar, 1 pinch of salt, 1 stick of soy margarine, 3/4 cup of water, warm water.
Warm water.
That's it.
That's it. And then if you want to add some spices in there.
Right, your cinnamon. If you like cinnamon, if you like nutmeg, I added raisins to these biscuits, 1 pinch of vanilla. All that's possible.
Okay. All right. Well, that's easy enough. Let's move to something that looks more complicated. How about these? What are these right here?
These are cinnamon rolls with a maple glaze.
And again, these are vegan.
Yes.
And what makes them vegan?
They have no animal byproducts.
And the biscuits that we had no animal byproducts.
None.
So talk to us about how do we do our cinnamon rolls.
I'm sure a lot of the listeners have made bread before. This is a basic bread recipe. I took 2 cups of whole wheat pastry flour and added 1 tablespoon of baking yeast. 1 pinch of salt, cinnamon and nutmeg, 2 sticks of soy margarine. Mix that all together with 1/2 cup of water. And I let it rise because whenever you use baking yeast, you know it has to rise. So when it doubles in size, you beat it back down. They say punch the dough back down. And once I punched the dough down, I let that rest for a few minutes, rolled it out. And I sprinkled cinnamon, nutmeg, brown sugar. I chopped up a little soy margarine and spread that on the dough. And then I rolled it up.
Mm-hmm.
Once you roll it, you take a knife.
Okay.
You make a roll.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sliced it.
Sliced it horizontally?
Yes.
Okay. Like in a Yule log type of a thing. You just
exactly.
Slice them up like that.
And you lay them next to each other because I found that when I bake products using yeast, if it touches, it helps it to rise up.
Okay.
As opposed to spreading out, getting flat.
So you put them next to
next each other. Let them touch.
Because I'm sure a lot of folks out there have done the whole Pillsbury thing where you open up their package and they have their cinnamon rolls too. And if you notice that in theirs, they take the circular pan and they put them in so that all of the products are touching mm-hmm. as well. So you could do that with yours as well.
Exactly.
Okay. And let's go back through the recipe again. Walk us through the recipe again. We take the...
I used whole wheat pastry flour.
Okay.
Approximately 2 cups.
Okay.
And I used 1 tablespoon of baking yeast.
Now, baking yeast, is that the little stuff that you find in the packets?
Yes.
Okay.
I think 1 little pack is equivalent to 1 tablespoon.
Okay.
Make sure it's fresh, because if the yeast is not fresh, it will not rise.
Okay.
And then I added 2 sticks of soy margarine, 1/2 cup of water.
And when you have you're adding this all at the same
yes,
time?
Yes, I mix it all together.
With your hand or with
I'm a hand cook.
Okay.
But I like to mix things.
But if other people don't use their hands,
yes,
you use like a pastry cutter. Okay.
Or a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
And once all your ingredients are mixed together, you have to let it sit. It's good to cover it even with a nice, clean towel, a dish towel.
And the water that you use?
I use warm water because that helps the yeast activate.
Now, there's a difference between warm water and hot water.
The hot water will kill the yeast.
Okay, so you just want it warm.
Warm.
Okay.
And once it's all mixed up, let it rise. And when it doubles in size, punch it down and then roll it out.
Well, let me taste one of these mm-hmm. right quick because they look... Honestly, they look just like your regular... You have a knife?
Yes.
I don't want the whole thing. I can't eat the whole thing. I just want a piece of one of them. They look just like your regular cinnamon rolls. And they're just as brown, and they're... shiny on the top like cinnamon rolls are shiny?
That's maple syrup on
top. That's maple syrup. Now, when did you put the maple syrup on top?
Last. After they were still warm, I just added maple syrup to
and
the
top. And that gives it its sheen and
yes.
a shine to it. And, oh, my goodness, it tastes wonderful. It really does. You would not, honestly, the thing about this is people really have no clue, do they? They have no clue about how good vegan cooking can be.
Without the eggs, without the milk, even if it, you know, I've heard some people say, well, how do you make it stick together? It will stick together. And if your cake doesn't come out 3 feet high, it's okay. It mm-hmm. still will be a nice, moist, delicious cake without the eggs.
Mm. Oh, that's so good. Now, over the weekend, you had a cooking class.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We had a great class. We had approximately 7 students participate. We made mushroom vegetable pizza. So it was deep dish. We used a very similar crust to the cinnamon roll. Mm-hmm. It was a yeasted crust, except without the sweetener. We just added a little flour, a little yeast, salt. And I added spices to this crust because for a pizza crust, you like for the crust to have as much flavor mm-hmm. as the filling.
Mm-hmm.
So we added Italian seasoning, basil, garlic to the crust, pressed the crust in the pan, and added broccoli, peppers, mushrooms, gluten, pasta sauce, and soy cheese, and baked it. Sprinkled it with olives. It was beautiful.
And this is what people made themselves.
Yes.
I was talking to someone at Eternity, and they were saying it was an amazing thing to see all these grown folks with just food all over their face. They were just having such a great time cooking.
Because it's more than just cooking, Liz. We're sharing, and mm-hmm. everyone's telling of their experiences and trying to transition their diet mm-hmm. to, and their lifestyles to something more healthier.
What were some of the stories that you heard from people when that were telling you about that?
Well, it's funny because a lot of the men who come to the class, they act like they've never used a knife before. So that's always interesting. But a lot of them have never cooked, and even some of the women who come, they've never really cooked. But once they see how simple it is to prepare these foods, they know that they can do it. And most of them say they just want to change their diets. They want a healthier life. So this is where they want to start, coming mm-hmm. to the classes and learning some of these basic recipes.
And I want to get back to we didn't finish the sausage patty because we didn't say how to make the sausage
okay.
part of it. How do we do the sausage part of it?
Okay. I don't know how many of the listeners are familiar with TVP, but it's all kind of grains you can use to make the sausages.
What did you use with this?
This was the gluten, okay. the actual gluten that I made, and I put in the food processor.
Where could I get gluten? How do I get gluten?
I would have to show you how to make the gluten.
Okay.
But I've seen some products on the market. It just says gluten or they call it seitan.
Okay, well, is making gluten difficult?
It's not difficult, but it's a small process. You take whole wheat flour.
Well, hold that thought.
Okay.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to find out how to make the gluten that we use to make the sausage patty for our breakfast biscuits.
Yes.
I'm Liz Brown. This is Healthy Futures. I'm here with Master Vegan Chef Nashamnia. We will be back. Stay with us. And don't forget, Nashamnia, when's the next cooking class?
This Saturday from 10 to 12 at Eternity Deli.
And how do people get, can people just come on down on Saturday
you
morning?
You can come. We've had many walk-ins.
Okay.
Call us and let us know you're coming.
Okay, and the number?
454-1851.
And the time is from 10 to 12?
10 to 12.
And it's $25 a class?
Yes.
Very good. We're taking a break. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Describe the horror that sexual abuse leaves on teenage girls unless you've experienced it yourself. Crying for help, begging for someone to believe you, being rejected perhaps by your own mother. Tuesday morning at 7, we have a powerful interview set with Dr. Patty Furizen. She's just authored a moving book called Invisible Girls that deals with why such abuse happens, how girls deal with it, and how they recover. through the actual words of patients she's worked with. If you or someone you know has been a victim of sexual abuse, this is one segment that absolutely cannot be missed. Dr. Patty Furizen, Tuesday morning at 7 on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Eternity Vegetarian Deli presents vegetarian cooking classes Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Saturday. Prices $25. This week menu, oh my goodness, you don't want to miss this. Tofu scramble, blueberry waffles, sausage patties, fresh broccoli spirits with caramelized onions, and Almond Joy, a dessert drink. Classes Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. For information, call 600-4804. That's 600-4804. And tell them I told you to.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap. Weekday afternoons, immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920, WGNU.
Fiction. Classics.
What to get for the person who has everything.
Mystery. Horror.
Bargain Books has 50,000 Christmas gifts for under $20.
Westerns. Zane Grey.
Books and more books. Plus videos, magazines, and even DVDs.
Mythology. Psychology.
Open 7 days a week. 20% discount on Sundays. Mention WGNU and get a free book.
Travel.
Bargain Books at Godfrey Bookstore, 5735 Godfrey Road in Godfrey, Illinois, across from Lewis and Clark College.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Next on Mondays at 9, the concept of becoming a nanopreneur. How can you develop your own successful micro small business? What are the ways for achieving positive results and positive cash flows? Where do you go to get ideas? If you're fed up with struggling to make ends meet and are ready to go to work for yourself, then you need to catch Michael Brooks, strategic marketing consultant and founder of the Small Biz Games that salute the top 100 home-based businesses in the world. He's our special guest on the final 2005 edition of Mondays at 9.
Thank you.
This is Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides information on how to take better care of your own health. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are just cooking crazy in the studio this morning with a master vegan chef, Nashamnia. Nashamnia, welcome back.
Thank you.
We're working on the breakfast biscuits. We've gotten the how to make the bread part of it. We're into the sausage part of it.
Okay.
And it's gluten. And you're going to tell us how to make gluten.
Okay. I'm going to give you the quick version on the gluten. You take whole wheat flour, mix it with water. It should be a stiff dough.
What ratio to what ratio?
It's hard to say because it depends on the texture of the flour that you're using. Mm-hmm. But it should be a stiff dough, mm-hmm. flour and water.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
You let it sit.
When you mix it with the water, is it warm water?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay.
Should be a nice, smooth, stiff
how long do
dough.
You, how do you knead it? Do you just...
You just mix it. Mix it with your hand. This you have to use your hands
and
for.
How do you know that it's done mixing?
Because it won't feel lumpy. It should feel smooth.
All the way through.
All the way through.
Okay.
Let it sit for approximately an hour and a half.
It's just water and flour.
Water and flour. Mm-hmm. That's it. After an hour and a half, you get a colander and you put your dough in the colander.
A metal colander?
A metal colander, I prefer.
Okay.
Stainless steel. And wash, you just squeeze in the dough while the water's running into the colander on top of the dough. You're just squeezing it. And you're going to see that it's very white and milky looking because it's going to shrink.
Is it hot water? Or
this cold? Is warm water.
Warm water, okay.
You'll think that all of your flour is washing down the drain, which it is. But what's remaining is the gluten part of the whole wheat flour.
And how long do you do this?
At least 20 minutes.
Okay. So you're washing
the starch out of the flour.
Out of the flour dough that you've made.
Exactly.
Okay.
And what remains is the gluten.
And you're working it with your hands.
With your hands.
For about 20 minutes or so
yes.
under warm water.
Yes.
Okay. In a colander.
Yes.
Okay. So once you've done that, and how do you know that you're done with that?
Because it's going to be stringy. When you see that the water basically is clear,
uh-huh.
then all of the starch is washed out of the flour.
Okay.
And what's left is the gluten, the okay. protein part of the flour.
Okay. Then what?
Then you take that and you can put it in a pot of boiling water mm-hmm. with spices,
mm-hmm.
garlic powder, onion powder, paprika, salt. Let it boil. That whole lump, put that whole lump of gluten in a pot and let it boil for 45 minutes. And once you see it's going to double in size, once it's doubled in size, let it cool, drain all the water off, put it back in the colander and let all the water drain off. And when it's nice and dry, you put that in the food processor. And to that, I'll tell you the spices that I added mm-hmm. to make this sausage.
And then what do you add?
I added sage. Italian seasoning, onion powder, garlic powder, a pinch of cayenne pepper, tamari or soy sauce, a little flour to hold it together, and then I just form patties. And
once it comes through the food processor,
yes.
then do you add the flour in the food processor?
No, you can.
Okay. Or do you wait till it comes out and then you use the flour to?
Let's keep it separate. Process the gluten first
mm-hmm.
and put. The processed gluten in a bowl,
mm-hmm.
and to that, add enough flour just so it sticks together.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also use a little cornmeal. If you like them a little crunchy, mm-hmm. cornmeal is nice as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I added garlic powder, onion powder, soy sauce or tamari, sage, Italian seasoning.
Soy sauce or tamari.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And a pinch of cayenne pepper.
And then you make the patties like you
I know. Formed the patties, mm-hmm. you know, in my hand. I just formed them, and I put it in a cast iron skillet, lightly oiled, mm-hmm. cast iron skillet. Or you can bake them in the oven.
Lightly oiled with what?
With soy oil.
Soy oil,
mm-hmm.
okay.
And you can either bake them, but I brown these in the skillet. And because the gluten is already done, you don't have to cook them. You're just browning them on each side.
Okay, and it looks like a sausage
It patty. Looks just like a sausage patty.
Okay, our final, and that's for the breakfast patties. Now, our final delight here is what?
Deep dish apple cobbler.
All right. It looks just like a regular apple cobbler. Tell us how we make this.
We're going back to that.
I know Howard's like, oh my God,
I didn't
more.
Get any of that. You
okay.
didn't give me
I,
any.
I haven't cut it yet, Howard. I haven't had any. I haven't had any either. I haven't cut it yet. All right, what? See what you start when you come here. What? How do you make this?
Go back to the crust. Go back to the ingredients I gave you for the biscuits.
Okay.
It's basically the same.
Okay.
You can use that exact same recipe, minus the raisins.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crust for my apple cobbler.
Okay. And this is in a regular, like a meatloaf pan or a little bread pan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you spray the pan before you put the crust in there? Do you butter it?
No, I didn't.
Okay. You don't butter it. How much do you use the same amount to?
You could.
Okay.
You could.
All
use
right.
that
for
same
those,
biscuit recipe.
For the people that just joined us, give us the biscuit recipe real quick. Okay. Well, we'll go back to that. What else do we have in the cobbler?
In the cobbler, I took some delicious red apples.
Mm-hmm.
I peeled them,
mm-hmm.
cored them,
mm-hmm.
sliced them, put them in a pot with sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had approximately 10 apples. And I used a half a cup of brown sugar, a little vanilla, a pinch of cinnamon, and a pinch of nutmeg. And I just let it cook real slow.
Okay.
But I didn't let the apples cook until they were just soft. You can still see that the apples look cold,
mm-hmm.
so I like the apples to still have texture.
Okay.
I took some of the leftover crust. First of all, press your crust in the pan,
mm-hmm.
and I always pre-bake my crust for pies
okay.
because you need a firm surface to hold the juice from the apples. I pre-baked the crust. I added the apples, and then the leftover crust that I had, I sprinkled it on top. And bake this pie.
So that's all that's in there?
That's it.
That's all. Well, okay. Well, dish me up a little bit. Dish me up a little bit of that, and we'll have to give some to Howard, clearly, because he's going to clown if we don't. let me put some more information out here, because this stuff is so easy. It is just so easy. And you have the cooking classes this Saturday from 10 to 12 right there at Eternity Deli. The address of Eternity Deli? Is
11 South Euclid,
and it's the $25 class, and this weekend it's going to be tofu. You don't have to scramble eggs anymore. You can scramble tofu. Now, I will say this. The best scrambled tofu I had was in Oakland, California about a year and a half ago, so I'm coming to the class tomorrow so that you can show me how to make scrambled tofu, because it was fabulous. We're going to have scrambled tofu. What else are we going to have?
We're going to have those breakfast sausages again.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to have the blueberry waffles.
Blueberry waffles, okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then there's some kind of a sweet drink.
We have a dessert drink. It's called Almond Joy.
Oh, my goodness. And all of that's going to be tomorrow at Eternity Deli. For more information, or if they want to sign up for the class, it's what's the phone number?
454-1851.
And it's $25 for class.
Yes. And after the class, we eat everything that we prepared that day.
I've heard. Grown-ups have food all over their face. And this is for children and grown-ups and
yes.
everybody?
Yes. Young adults, anyone who wants to learn.
And last week you had a lot of men
yes.
in the class.
Yes.
Ladies, a lot of men are coming to ladies. A lot of men are coming to learn how to cook. What a nice way to meet some folks, okay? What a nice way to meet some folks. It's a great social, and it's a great holiday gift. If you want to give mm-hmm. somebody a Kwanzaa gift, if you want to give somebody a Christmas gift, if you want to give somebody a birthday gift, give them a certificate to come learn how to do better for themselves and cook, cook the vegan way, because it doesn't hurt. It tastes really, really good. I want to thank you so much. Nashamnia, thank you so much. Master Vegan Chef, thank you so much
joining
us.
Thank you.
I waited to eat this morning. I did not eat my breakfast because I knew you were going to bring in wonderful stuff and take care of me, and you did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Liz.
All right, folks. We will be back. We're going to take a break. 454-0400 is the phone number. Let me have a fork right quick on the way out to taste this wonderful apple cobbler. It looks so good. Oh, my God. It is so good. You don't want to... Oh, my goodness. Leave me alone, Howard. I gotta finish this.
Coast, AM 920 WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Moscow. Russian officials say the benzene spill from a Chinese chemical plant several weeks ago has now made its way into Russian water. The Minister for Emergencies says so far tests on the Amur River show it is still safe. But arrangements are in place to purify the water, and new wells have been sunk in order to ensure the public will have safe drinking water. The spill is expected to make its way to the city of Khabarovsk in the next several days. The benzene is said to have diluted quite a bit in the Songhua River before it entered the Amur in Russia. Some 50 tons of chemicals have been shipped to the area around Khabarovsk to help with water treatment. Beijing has offered a formal apology to Moscow for the pollution situation. And Dateline New York. The New York Times is reporting that the National Security Agency has eavesdropped on perhaps as many as 500 people inside the United States over the last 3 years. The president authorized the NSA to monitor phone calls and emails of U.S. residents after the September 11th attacks took place. Officials say that this tactic has been successful in derailing several terrorist plots. The Times also says it had found out about this program last year, but agreed to hold off publishing the story at the request of the administration, who said it could tip off people who were under surveillance. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. What do the people of Venezuela think about President Hugo Chavez? Or for that matter, how's he perceived all over Central and South America? Well, we'll get a perspective outside of the one we hear from the American media when we talk to Gregory Wilpert Monday morning at 7. Greg is a journalist who lives in Caracas, and we'll be speaking to him live from South America to talk about the recent elections in Venezuela. Around the world and behind the story. Monday at 7, here on The Wake Up Call.
It's cold outside. Imagine if you couldn't afford to heat your home on a day like today. Unfortunately, this is a reality for many elderly and low-income people in the St. Louis region. But you can help. Just check a red box on your natural gas bill to donate to Dollar Help. Visit dollar-help.org to find out how you can make a difference. News to you from WGNU.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Steve McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, here on AM 920 WGNU.
Eternity Vegetarian Deli presents vegetarian cooking classes Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Saturday. Prices $25. This week menu, oh my goodness, you don't want to miss this. Tofu scramble, blueberry waffles, sausage patties, fresh broccoli spears with caramelized onions, and almond joy, a dessert drink. Classes Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. For information, call 600-4804. That's 600-4804. And tell them I told you.
Once upon a time, there lived three energy hogs. Now, an energy hog is what you have when humans waste energy. One day, the three energy hogs set out to find themselves a cottage.
Let's look for leaky windows,
said the first energy hog, for he knew that would waste energy.
Let's look for leaky doors,
said the second.
Let's look for a swing set,
said the third, for he had more blubber than brains. So they set off down the road. Presently, they came upon a tiny cottage where dwelled a clever girl named Dreadylocks.
I hope it has leaky windows,
cried the first energy hog.
I hope it has leaky doors,
cried the second.
I hope it has a bathroom,
cried the third, for only his brains were smaller than his bladder. But Dreadylocks liked playing cool games at energyhog.org. And from energyhog.org, she learned how to use energy wisely. So the three energy hogs were forced to look elsewhere to waste energy and had to use the disgusting restroom at the gas station down the road. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org or waste not, hog not.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Next on Mondays at 9, the concept of becoming a nanopreneur. How can you develop your own successful micro small business? What are the ways for achieving positive results and positive cash flows? Where do you go to get ideas? If you're fed up with struggling to make ends meet and are ready to go to work for yourself, then you need to catch Michael Brooks, strategic marketing consultant and founder of the Small Biz Games that salute the top 100 home-based businesses in the world. He's our special guest on the final 2005 edition of Mondays at 9.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
To the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. Well, it's the last few minutes of the last Friday. In fact, this is the last Friday of the year. This is the last Friday of the wake-up call for the year 2005. Last hour of the last Friday of the last Friday of 2005. And we're going to be giving away our Because We Care packages. I'm going to make it easy for you this week. We have your choice. You have your choice of a book, Cracking the Millionaire Code, an incredible book about the truth about sexual abuse. We're going to have this guest on, Dr. Patty Furison, on next week to talk about the truth about sexual abuse. This is a book for teen girls, young women, and everyone who cares about them, Invisible Girls, The Truth About Sexual Abuse. That's going to be on next week. We have your choice of that book or your choice of the audiobooks. The latest Walter Mosley novel, Little Scarlet, read by Michael Boatman. Michael Boatman, you remember him from Law and Order, Spin City, Arliss. You need to call in at 454-0400, 454-0400, to get your copy of one of those for one of our Because We Care packages. I'm going to make it real easy for you. Tell me what you know. We had a guest on Monday, Dr. Cass Ingram, on the bird flu scare. Tell me what you know. Tell me what you learned. Tell me what you heard. Tell me what you found out about the bird flu from Dr. Cass Ingram last week on Monday, on the Mondays at 9 show. Call in here to 454-0400 for your Because We Care package. Not only do you get a wonderful book or a wonderful audio book, great Christmas gifts, great holiday gifts, great birthday gifts, great gifts to yourself, but in the Because We Care package, we have a T-shirt, we have a mug, we have a water bottle, we have magnets, wake-up call mugs, wake-up call magnets, WGNU keychains, and T-shirts. All of that and so much more. So give me a call here at 454-0400 for one of our Because We Care packages, 454-0400. Cracking the Millionaire Code is a fabulous book. We had the author on, Robert Allen was on a couple of weeks ago. All of the tips that you need. Are you ready to become the next enlightened millionaire? So give us a call here for one of the Because We Care packages here at 454-0400. Tell me what you learned. Tell me what you heard. Tell me what you know about our Mondays at 9 guest, Dr. Cass Ingram. Barbara, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Fine. What are you?
I learned that the avian flu was basically a farce and you have to suck a bird's beak to get it.
Yes, you did listen to the show.
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, which book would you like? What would you like? The Invisible
Book? The Millionaire.
The Millionaire Code?
Yes.
Okay, what I'm going to do, Barbara, is I'm going to put you on hold. And we'll have your Because You Care, Because We Care wake-up call package for you.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you. I appreciate you and your staff, and congratulations on your awards to your staff.
Okay, thank you so much. Millionaire code, that's what you wanted, right?
Yes.
Okay, hold on for 1 second. Another Barbara.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, Liz.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm outstanding, and we have two books left, Barbara. We have Invisible Girls, The Truth About Sexual Abuse, a book for teen girls, young women, and everyone who cares about them. The doctor who wrote this is going to be on next week. And we also have Walter Mosley, audiobooks.
Okay.
So which one would you like?
I was hoping to get the crack in the millionaire code. Hit those two again, please.
The Invisible Girls, The Truth About Sexual Abuse. It's a book for teen girls, young women, and everyone who cares about them. And then Walter Mosley's latest book, Little Scarlet, and it's an audio book.
Okay, that one.
Okay. Tell me what you heard about on Dr. Cass Ingram. On the
bird he mentioned something about, I think it was oil of oregano.
That's right.
That's like an herbal cure a lot of things.
That's right. In fact, we had callers calling in saying that it cured things that they had on their toes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, you're the second Barbara to win this morning. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, and enjoy the audiobooks. The really cool thing about it is that you can just listen to the story at your own leisure.
Okay.
Okay, Barbara.
All right,
congratulations. 454-0400 is my phone number. Lady from the East Side.
Yes, hey there, Liz. How are you doing? Good morning.
I am outstanding. How are you?
Pretty good, lady from the East Side. I would like, if possible, to win the one about the Invisible Girl.
And absolutely. Tell me what you heard about the bird flu.
Okay, what I heard, detailing on the Asian flu, not only would you have to actually suck a bird beak, but you also would have to, like, eat the blood like they were eating
the blood
chicken,
soup.
Duck, and turkey. Yeah, blood soup.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, that the United the Asian doctors would not accept what the United States have for vaccinations and things of that nature. They say it actually causes the patients to turn worse.
You know what?
So they deny that.
You get an A+, and you get a Because
Thank
We
you.
Care wake-up call package. Congratulations, lady from the East Side.
Thank you from the East Side.
All right, now. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you.
All right. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. I'm going to have to let it go for this week. And don't forget about the cooking class at Eternity's tomorrow from 10 to 12, $25 a class. You will come out and you will be so full of knowledge and wonderful, wonderful food. Until then, until Monday, it's the last one. Is this the last shopping weekend? I guess it is. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back same time, same place next week. Stay strong.
That's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 9:20 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. A showdown in the Senate over the Patriot Act with a vote expected within the hour.
This enemy doesn't wear a uniform or march under a national banner. It hides among us as neighbors and co-workers. At subway shops and in cyber cafes.
Majority Leader Bill Frist opposes a short-term extension. Democrats want to revisit some of the provisions put in place after 9/11, citing privacy concerns.